Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Uh-huh. Yeah. Mr. President. Hey, Fire, I told you I got you, babe. What up? Hey, Johnny. Down, what we tell him? Thing I'm on, I hear it out, cause I spit fire, shame.
The
I told you I got you, shout out to that
fire.
Yeah, that chick fire, and the show is too. Uh-huh. E-Burners, Nightcrawler, of course, show is too. So many people to name, so many people with names. So many people that's local, so many people in fame. But I, it don't matter, she treats the people the same. You'll feel like a star, even if you a man. She get it done every Monday from 10 to 1. And if you got a song you want played, just 10 to 1. You're now rocking with the best. We don't do no fraud and press one. And anything goes, so my line stay gritty. And the show be off the hook, so the line stay busy.
It out, black, 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 black.
Come on.
You said you're taking it with black, black.
Radio, is that chick fire? What's going on? Another Monday. How y'all doing out there, air it outers? Listen, I got my sister in the building with me tonight. It's a privilege to have her. She's from Jersey. So, anyway, happy Valentine's Day to all my air it outers. I've been getting a lot of people hit me up and whatnot. Definitely shout out to all y'all and smooches and all that good stuff. Anyway, special guest tonight will be Rod Dicker. I know y'all are like, where my music at? Listen, don't worry about all that. No, I'm just joking. But anyway, Rod Dicker will be on tonight about 10:30. So hopefully, you know, we'll get a chance to get all up in her business, find out what's going on with her and where she's been at for a while. I know she's been around doing some things, but, you know, we haven't really seen her too much. So anyway, we're going to find out what's going on with her. For those that are new to the show, welcome. Will y'all please stop texting me? It's ridiculous. But anyway, that are new to the show, we're on from 10 to 1 every Monday. And you can hit us up at airdotradio.net if you are on the net. And hit us up 347-677-1163, either or. I also have the chat room open for those that want to chit-chat with me while I'm on the air instead of texting me. That would be a good look, too. You know, y'all can always see each other and see what y'all saying or whatever, blah, 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 all on the line. So that's kind of like a little texting thing going on. It's kind of like Ustream or whatever you want to call it, where y'all can basically talk back and forth, Skype or whatever. So anyway, I know the lines is crazy. And I want to give a big shout-out to Mr. Prez. He won the Air It Out theme exclusive, so shout out to him, and that was him that I just played, so that's a good look for him. He'll be on the website for a whole month, so y'all gonna get tired of seeing him and videos and all that good stuff up there. So for those that don't want to come on the show, or they can, or whatever the case is, and they can't really pretty much make it on the show for 3 hours or whatever, you can always, I'm trying something new here. If you want to pay to get on and just have your music played, I'm doing this thing 2 for $10. If you want to do that, you don't have to come on. Hit me up after the show. You can hit me up on Twitter, get me up on Facebook, whatever the case is, or email me. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Hit me up on there and let me know what you want to do. Or, like I said, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, airitoutradio. So that's for those that are very impatient, don't want to stand on the lines or whatever, 2 for $10, da-da-da, play it throughout the show. There you go, boom. As far as, let me tell y'all about the office space. I went there today, good look, picked out the carpet. Unfortunately, I don't really see us getting in there by the end of February. I'm really pressing for it, but you know me, I like to have things thorough for y'all, so I'm looking at maybe the first week of March just to be safe and to have it straight for y'all. So Shout out to all my aired out listeners. I know the line is crazy. I'm not going to talk too much, but I just wanted to let y'all know a little bit, you know, the ins and outs of what's going on. And so, anyway, shout out to Nightcrawler, Van. Shout out, a big shout out to Vans for, you know, hooking me up with the Rod Digger situation. Me and him talk off and on for a long time now. Finally got that deal situated. Toxic Baby, what's going on? Honest Fire, Trap Files, B West, EQ, shout out to J Love, E Burners, Dupree for hooking me up with the spot over there at the Office Space, so as Kim calls it, headquarters. So that's definitely a good look. Very excited to go into that. Anyway, shout out to Rome too, Ran Live, Morley, Black Cancer, Kim Green. I like to give my little shout outs here and there. But anyway, I'm not going to talk too much. I know I kept saying that. But anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up. See what's going on. For those that are slow or that are new to the show, if I call your last 4 digits of your number, I'm talking to you, et cetera, and make sure you act like, you know, this is your first time calling in. Speak up loud, introduce yourself, and we'll go from there. Press 1 if you want to talk. Air It Out Radio, what's going on? 7611, what's going on?
Yo, Buck's moving the building. What's good, Fire?
What's going on, Buck? You got in number one today.
I'm on deck. I told you I was focused today.
I see.
I'm chilling right now, Palisades Morning Chili's with my peoples. We celebrating Valentine's Day. I said I'm going to go live from the restaurant. That's what we're doing.
All right. That's what's up. So I know we had some situations with you getting on last week.
Yeah. I had to get the whole system in effect, but I'm good now. I know how it's working. You see, I was the first caller, so I know I did something right this time. Shout out to all my people on Air It Out. We here. Harlem's in the building. This is a good look for New York City. What's good, Fire?
Well, you know, chilling, doing the radio thing. No, definitely, you know, just trying to see what's up with y'all, give y'all opportunities to be heard and whatnot. So, you know, all about y'all.
First, I want to say happy Valentine's Day to all my ladies. Ladies,
aww,
if you ain't got no man, I'm on deck early. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm here. You can check me on Facebook, Buck Smooth. I'm a good look. You know what I'm saying? Take that entertainment. Shout out to all my fellas getting money because we caked out. This is what we do, Fire.
You caked out, so you going to put your phone number and everything to the ladies to get a hold of you and all that good stuff?
I'm going to put my phone number right now, but they could Google Buck Smooth, and if they're that serious, they could see what I'm about. Phone number not going to come now. I probably stay the phone number for about 2-3 weeks from now. Then I get the line jumping off the hook.
Did you do anything special for Valentine's Day? At all?
Yeah, I'm at the restaurant right now. I'm chilling.
With a girl?
I'm by myself. Me, my homie, and my two people. Nothing special. I don't got nobody in my life right now. You know what it is?
No,
I ain't going to even lie. My career is my girl. And sometimes you make a choice when you try to get on in this business, if I'm going to do my girl or I'm going to do my career. And sometimes quality time, they're going to get these records played. So chicks are going to understand that. Maybe once I break into the industry and I find a girl who's in the industry, she can understand what I'm going through. But right now, my Valentine's Day is just music. That's my Valentine. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect, ladies, but I'm trying to get on. This is what it is.
I know that's right. Hey, I ain't even mad at you.
That's what it is.
So where are you from originally?
I'm from Harlem, New York City, east side of Harlem, Wagner Projects, big shop to Swagner, Miramar City, White T Nation. That's where I'm at, 123rd and 1st Avenue, Palladino Boys. We make noise early.
Well, I wanted you to know we did get the cock back.
You got cock back?
Yeah. So that's a good look.
You got the whole song?
Yeah, I got the whole song. Somebody sent it over, so.
And you got to do you want me, so I don't know. Whatever you feeling, Fire, it's Valentine's Day. I was going to do you want me for the chick.
Don't try to put that on me. Don't try to put that on me.
No, but then again, the streets is buzzing so hard, and niggas is on some old crossover shit that I'm ready to bring it back to the streets. So cock it back will really work, because I'm aiming at all these niggas with them whack lyrics. You know what I'm saying? You cocking back, aiming at all your niggas with that whack shit. Harlem is back. Even though we never left, but we back. I'm here early. Buck Smooth, remember the name. B-U-C-K-S-M-O-O-T-H. I got a couple projects on deck. I'm getting ready to drop the Heart of Hustler album. You know what I'm saying? That's under Mahogany Entertainment. You know, I'm dropping 3 albums. I'm not doing mixtapes. You know, niggas are throwing mixtapes out there back to back. We're not doing that. I'm throwing 3 albums out back to back. I got the Heart of a Hustler dropping. I got the Welcome to Cool World with production by Mafia Music. And I got the A Party in Old Harlem. That's with production by Sweet Music. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing. I got the strip club popping in the Bronx, the Luxury Box. So if you're ever in New York City in the BX, come through the Luxury Box, get some fine women, sit down, eat, drink, and you know, do what you do. Girls do some strange for a piece of change. If you tripping, they stripping. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're doing. So look out for Buck Smooth. Yo, just Google me. Google Buck Smooth and all my shit will come up. Word up, fire. This is what we're doing.
I gotta ask you the topic of the day, because I didn't get a chance to really get into that. What's the worst job you've ever had?
The worst job I ever had? I don't really know if you want to know that, because I'm not trying to disrespect women, but I will tell you what the worst job I ever had.
I want to know.
You really want to know, fire?
Yup.
All right. I'm fucking around this strip club, right? You know what I'm saying? So we say we're going to fuck around, we're going to mess with these chicks, you know, we're going to get money, we're going to do our little pimp thing at XYZ. So now, I'm taking chicks to the dance, but then my man, he pimping, but he had time pimping. So he got me in the club, and I'm in the club with his chicks, holding his chicks down while he with his wife. So I'm saying, this not a go, because I got 6 chicks, and the other pimp is in the club, and they hollering at my chicks, but they're not really my chicks, they're my man's chicks. So the chicks is flipping on the pimps, and the pimps is like, yo, your hoe should be a check. But I'm like, yo, do y'all. So the worst job I had was holding my man hoes down. You know what I'm saying? And no disrespect to women, you know, you got whole hoes is doing what they're doing. But no disrespect, my worst job I had was holding down my man chicks in the club. That was the worst job I had. That was a bunch of headaches. My chicks was good, but it was about to get to some shit for 11 of the chicks. That wasn't a gold fire. Oh, my God. I get money. I respect what I do. Every other job I had, I loved how I do it. My best job I had, I could tell you that, is just this music, because I get paid off of doing what I do. And, you know, ain't nothing like getting blessed off your talent.
Right.
In life, if you love what you're doing, you'll be the man. And I love rapping, I love entertaining, I love traveling the country, and I love giving people good music. Buck Smooth, Caked Out Entertainment. That's what we're doing.
Okay, so where can they reach you at?
They can reach me, as I said, Google me. They can hit me on Facebook, Buck Smooth, Twitter, at Buck Smooth, and MySpace.com/CakedOut, CakedOut. So just Google Buck Smooth. Google my name, Buck Smooth. And you'll see what that popping. I got that Fule video on YouTube, crazy. You know, I'm heating up. Summer's gonna be mine. Winter time, I'm grinding. Remember,
got food this time, so go ahead and introduce your song for me.
You doing Cock It Back?
Yeah.
All right, just that new shit. I'm aiming at all your wag ass niggas. This is Cock It Back Aim. Buck Smooth, Harlem, Caked Out. Sweet Music in the building with me. We taking over the streets, baby. Let's do it, fire. Air on radio.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Double up. Yeah. Guy for Ike Martin.
Okay, I guess it didn't play all the way for some reason. Anyway, shut up. The Bucks move. I don't know what happened, Buck. I really don't. It played when I was, you know, putting before I put it on. But anyway, shout out to all my Air It Out Radio listeners. Shout out to Bucks Move. Make sure y'all Twitter him and follow him on Twitter and all that good stuff, Facebook. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net. But I'm going to go into something else and see what happens, okay, because I feel really bad about that not going through. So anyway, we're going to get into Do She Want Me?
Of the hip-hop prosecutor.
Gather Eichmann.
Gather Eichmann. The hip-hop prosecutor.
Buck Smooth, baby. Got a couple questions.
Yeah.
Do you want my money? Or do you really like me? I was dressed to impress when the chick met me. Yeah. I was so, so smooth. I hopped out the poop. I was in my groove. The way she looked at me, I just had to say something. She gave a number to me. Later that night, backseat of my truck, Magnum's on deck, a really good fuck, Do she want my money, or do she really like me? I was dressed to impress when the chick met me, I was oh so smooth. I hopped out the poop, I was in my groove, I'm in that SUV, I dropped the seat, started kissing on me, got on top of me, I gave her a ride, let the pipe game go way inside, we zoning, she moaning, husband like when she coming home, she showed me the text, it blew my mind, in the middle of the sex, I'm knocking shorty off to win Toronto. Hey, a man play for Denver Broncos.
Word.
Nigga 6'4, 355. That's a big dude. He'll take my life. Do she want my money? Do she really like me? I was dressed to impress when the chick met me. I was oh so smooth. I hopped out the coop. I was in my groove. Do she want my money? Do she really like me? I was dressed to impress when the chick met me. I was oh so smooth. I hopped out the coop. I was in my groove. Listen, before I finish the song, you laugh with me, up out of that thorn, we do the 3-hour floor pay, grinding in the club, smoke good haze, bust the dough, that outside can't keep them hoes sick, it's slow motion, bitch, about to take a long trip, and I'm never coming back, I told you if I leave, you regret that, big money, I make you relax, big dick, I make a chick come back, 1 minute, I make you never call, 1 night with me, you see I really ball,
I'm feeling,
do she want my money, or do she really like me, I was dressed to impress when the chick met me,
listen,
I was oh so smooth, I hopped out the coop, I was in my groove,
Yes, indeed, New York City, around the world, it's the Mixed King, Ron G, represent New York City, Harlem World, Queens, you know how it's going down, and right now, you listening to that bitch Fire, with a fire.
Air It Out Radio, is that chick fire?
Yes, indeed, New York City, around.
Ron, I don't want to leave. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, shout out to all my Air It Out listeners. Nightcrawler, I see you. And Kim King, I see you on there. E-Burners, all y'all. Anyway, again, shout out to my boy Shank, Mr. Prez, for winning the exclusive challenge. So he did a good job on that. So if y'all didn't hear, go back and listen to the archives in the beginning, and I played his song. So Anyway, I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more. 80, 52, what's going on there, that radio?
Yeah, I think I'm offended because I'm a little slow here, so I didn't like you calling me out like that. What's good, Fire?
What's going on?
That's your boy Nightcrawler, as you know.
Nightcrawler.
Already.
I gotta come up with an intro for y'all. I'm slowly getting there. Anyway.
Hey man, you really be playing my intro. What I said to you, you had me get to the archive and dig something up like that.
I'm gonna play it, but I'm not gonna play it while you here because that doesn't make sense.
Hey, yo, but first off, man, let me go ahead and give a shout out to your boy, the winner, Prez. Yeah, much looking out, much love on that there, you feel me? And I heard that boy fire. Hey, it's a fire.
Who, when I was just on? Or are you talking about?
Nah, well, get shouts out to him, too. I'm talking about Prez, the winner.
I'm saying, I get
shouts out to anybody that do music, you know what I'm saying? Your boy, Bug, you know. Hey, check it out. New York, hey, I love the boys up there, you feel me? So, shit, that's what that is. But, like I said, I got to get shouts out because, I heard my little name up in there. So, hey, that's much love, you know. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling all the love. Of course, you know I can't come on here without just saying a shout out to my boy E. Ernest! Hey, yo, I got that joint, man. I'm working on it, you know what I'm saying? You'll have it this week for sure. You know, we'll hit the studio again, and I'm going to lay that down. So you going to get that, dog. You know, get my little collab on going. Dr. Joker, I'm going to be hitting you up here real soon. You feel me? There's so many names. Of course,
anyway,
you know what I'm saying?
What's going on with you? Y'all can do that on your own time. What's going on with you?
Hey man, but you gotta show people love.
I know,
love
and say
there,
the love
you know,
and keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know, we got right there on the night, got right. You know the bananas, so.
Hey man, shit, you know me. Just left the studio earlier today, putting it down with Lady C and Cog and Mr. Exclusive dropping. You know what I'm saying? Them hits. Tried still working on setting up the shows all over the place, trying to prepare for the album. I Am is the title of it. Those of y'all that followed, y'all know it started out as something else, but bitch niggas want to bite niggas shit, so I had to switch it up on them real quick. Outside of that, man, just doing what I do. Chillax.
Okay. So, yeah. Everything's still good. You got any, like, deals, any offers? Like, anybody hit you up with anything yet?
You know, well, like I said, man, I'm not even shooting for a deal no more, man. It's far beyond that. I could do damn near every damn thing, you know what I'm saying, that most record labels can do besides the distribution portion. So, if they ain't talking distribution, I really ain't trying to deal with them. Try to pocket as much money as I can get without having to get cut out of it. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. All right. So I'm going to hit you with the topic for today is what's the worst job you had?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I started, you know, with fast food. That's about the worst bullshit you could deal with, dude. For me anyway, because, man, people are fools. They come up in there acting stupid and shit, you know what I mean? And it's like fast food, like the worst of the situation because, you know, hell, everybody get their grub up on, so everybody's in partaking the fast food situation. And when you dealing with that motherfuckers, you got motherfuckers with that's asshole right off the top. First thing they do, they come in there wanting to yell at you and shit like that.
Well, you say
what's
going there yelling at you and shit.
Yeah.
I can't picture nobody yelling at you.
Well, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I couldn't do fast food no more because, you know, my attitude ain't right. You come in there yelling at me, I might have to either snatch your ass behind a fucking counter or roll your ass up outside. And I had to do that shit literally one time, right? Worked at a Whataburger and shit. Motherfucker was flexing, parking lot or whatever the fuck case is. I came up behind the counter, nigga took a swing at me. So, you know what I'm saying? It was on from there. It was like an all-out battle role in that bitch.
I ain't had a job.
Yeah, I got fired for that shit too.
I would say so.
Hey, I don't give a damn, man. There ain't nobody finna come up in there flexing and think I ain't finna do shit. Fuck that.
So you ain't starting no trouble before that, huh?
No, actually, my cousin, she was up at the job, you know what I'm saying? She came up there every night, and I was in the back cooking, you know, I was playing a little cook role. So I'm hearing the manager call her name, you know what I'm saying? So when I came up behind the back, I see these niggas surrounding my cousin, you know what I mean? So I went up in there trying to pull her out the middle. Well, when I did that shit, one of the niggas grabbed me by the arm and pulled me to him and then take a swing at me. I'm like, bitch, you'd have did better if you had actually swung at me when my back was turned to you. You know what I'm saying? Don't pull me and then think you finished swinging. I lit the nigga ass up, man. For real.
You was silly. You was silly. He says, I lit that nigga up. So, fast food, I would say that was one of the craziest things I've ever done, too. McDonald's. I think McDonald's or Burger King is like one of the first jobs people usually have because, you know, y'all just getting y'all working papers and shit. You know?
I worked at McDonald's. I worked at Burger King. I worked at Long John Silver, like, motherfucker. Shit, I done had several fast food jobs, you know, until a nigga picked up a career and then it was, you know what I'm saying, doing what I do. But groceries another one, too, man. That's another one that's a crazy field, for real. Working in grocery departments and shit like that, stocking and cashiering. Man, when you're dealing with a lot of people at particular times, I think that shit just a crazy shit any damn way because, like I say, the attitudes most people be having and, you know, especially some of them who got paper, they think, you know, that everybody's just supposed to bow down to them. They don't know how to treat motherfuckers. So, shit, it is what it is. You know, we all deal with it.
Yeah, that's definitely true. So where can everybody reach you? Did you get is my URL staying out together?
No.
What? I'm going to hurt you.
Look, man, I told you, my website will be set up this week coming up. Trust me. Anybody want to get in contact with me, all you got to do is Google my name, and trust me, you'll find a lot of shit that I'm on, advertising my music, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the other. Mainly, I be on Twitter, so if you want to catch up to me and actually talk to me, hit me up on Twitter at Nightcrawler, that's NITEKWRALAH 76 on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And, hell, you hit me up, guaranteed I'll holler right back. Shouts out to my producer, you know what I'm saying, / engineer, Finn Entertainment. Trust me, the boy is on fire, and he should be calling in here tonight, too. When I left, I made sure to let him know to call in because, you know, people looking for beats and shit. That nigga right there is a man for doing it. Trust me. He done laced the majority of the tracks, but maybe one on my album, and he's constantly lacing more. He good at what he do, and guaranteed he's going to make sure that you set it straight. So good luck for you, fam.
What's his name?
Finn, F-I-N is his name, and you know what I'm saying? His entertainment is Finn Entertainment. But if he call in, he'll give you the whole rundown. You'll know. Trust me, you'll know.
I hope he can get through and everything. I mean, you know.
Well, you know, I hit him up and let him know, you know what I'm saying, call in early. I made sure to do that, too, around 8-something. So, you know what I'm saying, he should get through.
Okay. So, what are we playing tonight? I hope that, I know everything is in here, but Block Talk, you know how they be wilding out sometimes, so.
Well, I don't know exactly what all you got because, you know, I didn't send it to you. Shout out to Angie Owens Management.
Shout out
got
to
get that to her.
Shout out
to She doing a thug thizzle. She doing it, you know what I mean? But I don't know what you got, man, for real. But like I say, I don't really send them.
Well, so far I see About My Money and War, but it's supposed to be some other stuff that was already on here, so I don't know why it's not logged in yet. But, you know, I would definitely try to scroll down and see if I could find it, but it's not looking like it's pulling up for some reason.
Well, like I said, About My Money is about the only, that's the only song on my album that Fid did not produce. That's the only one. Outside of that, you know what I'm saying, he produced everything else. So
yeah, Out of My Life, Hold You Down, da-da-da, so, you know.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Those, a couple of those is from, like, back in the joint. So those was actually before I actually got in contact with Finn, but he actually engineered all the songs. But as far as the new joints, everything is laced by Finn Entertainment. So show call, man. Valentine's Day. Get your happy Valentine's Day joint
on,
you know what I'm saying?
All that good stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, all that mushy-mushy shit, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
All that mushy-mushy shit. You ain't
yeah,
got no Valentine's?
Man, look, I mean,
I don't know why I asked you. I
don't keep up with holidays. I'm going to tell you like I tell everybody else. There's only three holidays in this world I keep up with, okay? That Christmas, that New Year's, and that's my birthday. Them are the only damn holidays I keep up with. And yes, my birthday is a damn holiday, and don't let nobody tell you anything different.
All right. I know
that's
after right.
That, shit, man, you. I only know when the holiday is when that motherfucker get there. I'm too busy grinding.
All right, well, I don't see it in here. I'm going to keep it moving, though. We're going to have to play one of these in here. I feel really bad. Hopefully by the time you do come on, maybe it'll be in here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to punch you in the eye, and then you're going to know what I'm talking about. No, I'm just kidding.
Man, see, now you got to be all violent, man.
Well,
shit.
You know, you got to be. Look, I know you're not talking. For real?
Man, you can't be making me look like
for
a
real?
Punk on here, man. You can't be making me look like a punk.
Look, I'm not. Take that as like a spanking, sort of.
You know I'm scared of you, so you can't be making me look like a punk.
You scared
look,
of fire?
Man,
oh, my God.
Hey, man, keep this on the down low. Don't tell nobody. Shit, man, hurt my feelings. I'm going to run off and go cry someday.
But look, since you want a heart, like, I got to, you know, redeem yourself. We got to play Warden, you know, you know, with it. So.
Well, that one was produced by Finn, so okay.
Okay,
but, you know,
there
say,
you go.
Yeah. Hey, it's what that is. All
right, it is. Nightcrawler.
Jaffer. I got one for you, nigga. Watch your motherfucking back, nigga!
The lyrical man is what you think the name's for. The lyrical man is what you think the name's for. The lyrical man is what you think the name's for. The lyrical man is what you think the name's for. The lyrical man is what you think the name's for. The lyrical man is what you think the name's for. The lyrical man is what you think the name's for. The lyrical man is what you think the name's for.
I heard that shit that you talking, trying to keep it low. With everything that I say, I stand by ya, ho. When you see me, just be ready. On beat, we're gonna handle it. For those who don't believe, I'ma make you as an example. Lyrics you never had, your songs are real weak. I should say my name to Gotti, cause my pen just got that murder ink counter stacks you sitting on. Who's my bad? We know you broke. You say you selling units, this boy, please. You a fucking joke. You can drop your best 16, bet I break that shit in half. Who don't even want you. So they stripped away your ghetto pass. Don't nobody bump your shit, but try to give your bitch ass props. Your bitch can't have no business, but you say that you the fucking boss. Better get a ladder and just hope that you can reach my level. Keep on sucking dick, that's the shit that you just do much better. Fuck boy, this is some real shit. I suggest you find another, maybe someone you can fuck with.
Lyrical man is what you think the name's for. Lyrical man is what you think the name's for. Lyrical man is what you think the name's for. Lyrical man is what you think the name's for. Lyrical man is what you think the name's for. Lyrical man is what you think the name's for. Lyrical man is what you think the name's for. Lyrical man is what you think the name's for.
Got something on your mind, my nigga, that's there forward. Or you better put the gas on your Ford Escort. Right here, we bar naked. My G's love penetrate. For the reasons they calibrate. Drop once for population. We don't play with pussy niggas. We smash you punk cowardly cat. Fuck man, so you can get your ass trampled. Dollars ain't making sense. So you coming up short. This heat will get you lifted like a lifted pole ball. You rise, we set ablaze with your weak ass lyrics. Them cars get chosen. I crush your bitch ass, give him it. Keep your ass on the report, cause I hear some real killers. This is just a warning for you pussy nepotenders. This shit can get us sour. I don't think you wanna test it. But keep on talking shit, we can step up out this music, nigga. Even your mama see the bitch in you, nigga. Oh, he wants some, he's a hoe.
Lyrical man is what you think the name's for. Lyrical man is what you think the name's for. Lyrical man is what you think the name's for.
Mentally, I bust a nigga shit. Physically, I bury a punk bitch. I am controversy, bitch nigga, what you pretend to be. I'm home for your ass, but now you the enemy. I heard you talking shit, saying what you gon' do to me. Be careful what you're speaking, your words rip off reality. You love telling niggas you know on how you made me. Well, it was a Jay-Z, then bitch gon' make another me. Silly nigga, should've known I don't bore. Shit, you used to be part of the team, now you a target. Coward ass nigga doing shit that only bitches knew. And what a rose with you, fuck them hoes. They can get it too. Pussy motherfucker, see how quick I run your ass through. The bitch keep talking shit that she gon' see just what a nigga do. Call your ass a boss, tryna live up on them lies you tell. Never was a hustle, use another nigga crying tell. This is just a fucking beginning, nigga. Now watch this shit, nigga. Jay first, you's a fucking hoe, dude. Don't you ever your motherfucking life mention my damn name, boy. This shit is about to get real raw, real crucial, real fucking fast. I don't play with bitch niggas, never will, never have. Nigga, you run up on me, I guarantee I'll bury your whole ass. Now, you just heard the chorus line, nigga. This is war. Ain't no coming back. You can kiss my ass from here to hell freeze over, nigga. Regardless of how it go, I'm gonna bury it. Now, you want the fame? Here it is. Once again, Jay's verse. I'ma add your ass to a list of fame, nigga, only to turn around and bury your bitch ass. Watch the DVD, cause I'm coming with it, nigga. I'm about to expose your ass for the hoe you have been, will be. Hell, fuck it. Nigga, cut this shit off. Fuck this nigga.
Hey, what's good, y'all? This your girl, Miss 99, a.k.a. Lil' Red Robin Hood, and you listening to that brown skin heifer fire. Get at me, Miss99.com. Peace.
Air Dot Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Shout out to Lil' Miss Nana. For those that don't know who Miss Nana is, she's from Newark. She's from Newark. Shout out to Newark. And she's really, really big for her to be really young like that. She's in college right now. But anyway, shout out to her. She's real big in Jersey, like I said. And she's toured with Bow Wow and all them. So y'all need to check her out and see what she up to. And Google her and all that good stuff. Nightcrawler, you wild for that one. Anyway, I'll definitely be talking to you later, and I'm sure. So if you're on the net and you want to hit us up, 347-677-1163, you're welcome to do so. We got Digga coming up. Today's topic, for those that's tuning in right now, what was the craziest or worst job you've ever done? Mine was working at McDonald's. I hated it. I think I worked like 2 weeks, and I was done. Couldn't take it. Anyway, so I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. I'm going in order. I don't favor nobody. I'm sorry. I love y'all to death. All that good stuff. But it is what it is. If you click, you dip. That's just the way it is. So if you clicking over and all that good stuff, you definitely will drop. So you will lose your place pretty much. So 2410 Air It Out Radio, what's going on? Hello?
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 Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
What's going on?
Who are we talking to?
I'm talking to Jay, Fire.
Jay? What's going
yeah.
on?
What's going on, love?
You got through, huh?
Yeah, I got through, you know. Told you I won't come holler at you today, you know.
Okay.
What's going on? Shout out to everybody on Air It Out Radio right now, you dig? But what's up, Fire? I ain't get to send the music in till late, so, you know.
I know. I see.
But
it's good, though. You here on the line. You can still promote whatever you need to do. And, I mean, if you want to kick a 16 or something, whatever, it's all good.
But, you know, it's Jay right here, you know. Look out for the showcase coming soon. It's going to be out in Camden. You can, it's my URL, /LyricsToGo. LyricsToGo, the number two, excuse me. It's my URL, /LyricsToGo, LyricsTogo, the number two, G-O. You know, all my links, check out my YouTube channel, you know. Come see how, check it out, right?
There it is. What you shy? You shy? What's going on over there? No.
I don't know that.
You scared?
actually got thrown off guard because I was in the middle of doing something. I wasn't paying attention.
You got to be prepared. You never know when I'm going to come to you, so you definitely got to be prepared.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, what's your favorite, I mean, what's the worst thing you've ever, your job that you ever had to do?
The worst job?
Worst job.
You said, I was working for this nut-ass demolition company. Had me climbing piles and piles and piles of debris. You know what I mean? You slip the wrong way, you can break your neck. I hated that. And I was working in a scorching heat, sun beaming on my head with no water.
You said with no water like a slave, right? Look, but that's good money, though. Construction, that's good money.
Nah, that's the thing. They wasn't paying you what you were worth. Like,
oh,
I got
really?
Up in piles and pull out big-ass metal rods and toss them in other piles. And it wasn't construction. It was just, it was like where the after they got out of home, that's where they burned that to. You know what I mean? So I was going through that. It was crazy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I didn't like that job at all. I'll probably stay there for about a week and a half.
Oh, damn. You ain't even give it a full 2 weeks or shit.
Nah.
Damn.
Not at all, Five. Not at all. I couldn't do that.
You can't
work too much.
I know that's right. Ooh. That construction will throw your back out, though, and all that good stuff. I know a lot of people that do.
Yeah. I'm too handsome for that.
You too handsome? Okay, all right.
Yeah. And I'm on my... Huh?
Where can they reach you at?
They can reach me on Facebook. Ricardo Ward. Look for the logo. Lyrics to go. Follow me on Twitter at Lyrics to go. Like I said, I spelled it RERICS. The number 2 and the GO. YouTube channel is on the Lyrics to go. So, you know, if you love, y'all can come through and check out some of my footage that I'll be getting. Any artists out here in this tri-state area, come holler at me. I'm trying to build this brand up. We're planning on doing big things. Like I said, showcase coming soon over here in Camden. It's going to be, I plan on setting a date up in March. You know, I'm trying to get out there, connect with some people.
So you don't even have the date yet?
I'm going to set the date up at the end of March. I ain't set the date yet because I got to look at other venues that doing the same thing that I'm doing. And I don't want to bump heads, you feel me? I want to make sure I space it out to, you know, the right time and, you know, give other people the opportunity to come see me and still go visit them other venues because I don't want to step on nobody's toes there. I want to network with everybody. You know, we can recycle artists if we use other showcase venues.
Recycle them. That's a good way of looking at it. Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Hey, that's what it is, you know.
Recycle them. Wow. Okay.
It's recycled, you know.
No,
you know,
I get it.
You know, they over there Tuesday, they come see me Friday. You know, they back to them on Tuesday. You know, and we just... keeping a network, you know what I mean? Everybody never can reinvent the wheel. You're never going to reinvent the wheel. You just only add a twist to it, you know? And I plan on, you know, adding things to my showcase that should separate me from the others, you know?
Like what? I'm nosy. Like what?
I don't really want to put that out right now, so I'm still cleaning my showcase like a baby. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Till I do it, or once it's about to happen, then I will air it out. Everybody will air it out, radio, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, you know. But I'm still creating like a baby, so I got to keep some things to myself. No disrespect,
though,
Five.
No, I can respect that. No, you want to keep on
I'll fuck with you hard.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool. So hopefully you'll send your music in and we'll get a chance to listen to what you got going on.
I'm saying I can drop a little something, you know. I flirt with it. Yeah,
okay.
I flirt with the music. You know, I write a little bit of poetry. Sometimes I turn it on my heart. I write a little, you know, a couple bars.
Are you going to spit something real quick?
Yeah, something like...
All right.
Air it out radio.
Check it. I said, I love when niggas try to bring my name up. Publicity stunt to bring their fame up. First rookie mistakes get your young pricks banged up. Fastening the wrong number, died and hanged up. You're gunning for the top. Nigga told you to aim up, but you're not quite there. Get your range up. Focus your lens and change up. Switch your stance. Practice shooting. Get your range up. You fucking with a true vet. You an ice pick. I'm a new tech. Bang at your niggas. I don't do threats. Punchline gimmicks don't get niggas far. And punchline gimmicks can't get niggas scarred. That slick fuck you doing can't get niggas bored. Staring down the judge, ain't getting niggas charged. I ain't down for another lockup, I ain't going back. If it's an ass, if you want, then I'm on that. Let's go, nigga, throwing back, no holding back. Relax, then say to the wolf, he knowing that. Playing something you're not, you better stop it. I don't blame you, I blame whatever you watch. You follow the wrong rules, you follow the wrong codes, you eat persuaded to follow the wrong goals. You're not like me, you're not like Jay. I respect the shooter, you respect me.
I ain't mad at that. So give them your website info one more time before I let you go.
Like I said, Facebook, look me up, Ricardo Ward. Just look for the logo. That's the profile picture. Follow me on Twitter under Lyricic Go. Spell it LERICS, the number 2GO. YouTube, Lyricic Go. And, you know, come holler at me.
Okay. All right, babe. Definitely appreciate you coming through.
Appreciate you accepting me, Fi.
Good luck. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Air It Out Radio, is that Chick Fire? Listen, I got my guest on the line. She's on time. Definitely appreciate her coming through. I'm a big fan of hers. For those that don't know who she is, you've been living under a rock. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. But anyway, 0514. Air It Out Radio, what's going on, Rob Digger?
What's going on? I wasn't sure if you knew I was in there. I was just listening to the little homie spit. That's what's up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so starstruck right now. How are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm sitting here. I'm shooting something with the crew. I wish I could really hang. I got about a good 11 minutes before I got to break out, but I'm sure folks
want
to know where I've been and all that. So
we're going to make it short.
I'm going to fill y'all in as much as, you know, to the best of my ability.
What's
cracking though? How you?
I'm good. I'm definitely good now that you're here. So, I mean, I know everybody wants to know, where have you been? Like, what have you been doing?
Where have I been? I've been rocking, tell the truth. I mean, I like around, I'm going to say about a year after the Party and Bull joint was popping, like 04, 05, I was still doing the mixtape stuff with Flip Mode. And I had dipped off like 2006. I moved out west because I was really like on my film stuff. Anybody seen 13 Ghosts and all that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was definitely, you know, filling my, I guess, trying to pursue all avenues. No, not even. Everybody catch the acting bug. You know, you get one role,
yeah.
Like, hold on, I want to do one. So I went out out west for a minute, but I actually got into editing. I wasn't even, to be honest, I wasn't even really trying to be on the acting tip, but I ended up taking some classes at New York Film Academy for directing and editing. So I'm doing behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean,
really?
I do a lot of videos for people, you know, just like homies around the way want stuff on YouTube and everything. Like, I'm really, like, building my resume up doing
really?
That, doing stuff for myself. But I ended up teaming up with Knots, like, like the latter end of 2009 and just been banging out joints, dropped the classic in September. I mean, people think, like, you know, I completely disappeared. I didn't. What it is like, I just don't deal with, like, the major label system anymore. Like, I do everything completely independent. I put it out myself. I give away, like, albums worth of music to the blog. So that's, you know, that's what I've been doing. I'm just like all about the music. Like, I don't even care about the you know what I mean? Like the whole yeah, like what I like to say, the quote unquote the celebrity part of the industry. Like I'm just dealing with the music for the most part. So that's what I've been doing.
Are you still connected with, I mean, do you still associated with Busta? Like, what's going on with that? No?
Mm-mm. I mean, not in a bad way. I just decided that it was time for me to be in charge of my own career. Like, he did his part. He made me famous. He put me, you know, he exposed me to the world. But at that point, like, once we did the Foot Mold Squad crew for mad years. Like, I only put out one album. Nobody else in the crew put out albums. It was just, you know, I was just trying to move on. But it was an amicable split. Like, there's no beef. Like, there's no,
right.
You ain't never hear me bash him in the press or nothing like that. It ain't serious like that. It's just we do music, you know, everybody just do their own music and we just kick it with each other, like, you know, on some like homeboy, homegirl vibe, not the business. Like, he's not the boss. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not my boss anymore.
So I know you're from Jersey. I know you're from Jersey.
Yes.
And I didn't know that you studied for electrical engineering. Like, that's major.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was as much as
smart.
I was in a rap. I mean, as much as I was, I got like a 13-40 on my SATs. As much as I was into rapping and everything, like, I was into my books first. I was in high school taking honors physics and honors calculus and honors Spanish. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying, honors Latin. Like, I don't play when it comes to the education. But at the same token, I was still, like, really, you know, I just love music. As much as I made sure I had 4.0s, like, from elementary to college, I still love my KRS-One and my Big Daddy Kane and my Rakim, so my MC Lyte. So that's, you know, that's kind of what makes up Rock Digga, like a whole bunch of school book, you know, textbook knowledge mixed with music passion.
Right. So I know you said KRS-One, he was one of the people that, you know, you said you basically learned how to get your rhyme on from.
Yeah, KRS, Cool G Rap. He's like the MC that really taught me, like, what a punchline was and how to rhyme it and just manipulate words. And KRS was just the attitude and the cadence, and MC Lyte just showed me how to do it all as a female.
Right. What's one of your favorite songs that you wrote?
My favorite? What are my favorite songs? It's hard to say. I got a lot of favorites. I think Curtains, one of the joints from my first album,
I
is
love,
like,
Curtains too.
I was about to say that's probably like my most special. That was the record. And when I got down, I was really like the last member that got down with Flip Mode. And when I did Curtains kind of like pushed me to the forefront of the crew. Like, my album was slated to come out last. Like, everybody else in the crew was supposed to drop albums before me just because I came in last, you know. But when I did that record, it just kind of put everybody else's project on pause. And then, here I come with the Tight.
The Tight, I love Tight too.
So that's, you know, I think that record was probably the most, you know, I would say. I mean, even Tight did a lot of things for me, too. Tight was the record that got me my deal. So
yes.
That record
was
on
crazy.
My demo tape. So, you know, a lot of songs got certain sentimental values. I can't even begin to tell you what I think, like, my favorite line is, but.
So
you
who's one of the people that you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
I'm going to say Jay-Z.
Jay-Z?
I'm going to say Jay-Z. I don't know, between Jay-Z and Nas. Nas is like one of my favorite lyricists. Nas and Eminem are like my favorite lyricists. So I'll probably like look forward to working with Nas.
Okay. Definitely Nas is a big
deal. Redman had always been, like, Redman is like my homeboy of, like, 20 years. You know, like, we grew up together. We both from Brick City, you know, everybody, like, got the same, you know, come up out of the bricks story. And you know, we was right there, but we never did a song together until the Lil' Kid Rap remix.
Right. So what's going on with the you know, this ain't no Lil' Kid Rap. How did you come up with that concept? What made you do that?
I came up with that, to be honest, I just heard the beat, and then it just happened. Like, I don't know, I was just kind of dancing around to the beat in the house, and then it just came to me, and I'm one of those people that's affected by weather, so it might have been a gloomy winter day or something, and maybe I was just listening to the radio and got annoyed or something. But I always, you know, I'm one of those type people that, like, I embrace my culture, I embrace my age. Like, I be hearing, you know, all these little kid rappers coming out now, they be whack as hell and be talking the most smack about rappers being too old to rap. Like, and I be feeling the way, like, hold up, I don't know if y'all realize, like, the best rappers are seasoned veterans, 30 plus. Like,
exactly.
What is y'all talking about? You exactly. Wish you could go on tour 20 years from now, like Wu-Tang Clan. Like, don't get it twisted.
Do you have any tour days coming up?
I do, actually. I'm heading to Russia in like 2 days. So I'm doing the most right now. I'm coming back from there. I got a showcase on the 24th in Brooklyn. Make sure y'all can, anybody, any listeners, and I know somebody on the line from Brooklyn.
Yep.
I'm doing a, it's a nice little female lineup going on at South Fall. That's on the 24th. And then the 25th and 26th, I'll be in Canada. So I'm moving around, but I definitely, you know,
Speaking of the female movement or whatever, are you still associated with the femme movement?
I never was. You know, like, they my peoples, but I wasn't never part of, like, no group or nothing like that. Like, I did a joint with Rage for the mixtape, and then, you know, Bab's always been my peoples, and Lux rep Jersey too, so she you know, she, like, they all the homies, but I wasn't
right.
part of, like, I wasn't part of the crew per se.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. So what else do you have coming up besides, like, touring? I mean, I know you said you do the acting thing. Do you have anything else?
Shows coming up. I'm actually working on, I got a couple of nonprofits going on, but my, like, the main project that I'm dealing with right now is I got a battle rap application. It's available for Android, and it just became available for BlackBerry, called Straight Spittin'. And it's a hot app too. It allows people to, like, battle each other over the phone. It's fly when you get into it. People are, like, literally battling each other over the phone.
So who judges it, or?
Subscribers. They just, you know, it's just, like, random. It's almost like Grind Time over the phone, because it's just, like, random people log in and boot. You can do it from the computer. The site is straightspitting.com, or, you know, just download a free trial. I think you get, like, you know, free battle trials, and it's real dope. Like, it's definitely something. It's definitely, like, innovative. It's gonna take people back to, like, learning how to spit bars over break beats. Like, forget whatever else the industry, you know, is trying to shove down your throat. At the end of the day, what MCs need to, you know, if you are an MC, you know, if you're just trying to jump in and make some, you know, cash out, that's one thing. But, like, if you really on your rhyme shit, then, like, you need to understand that lyrics is everything. Like,
definitely.
The industry will try to convince you that lyrics don't matter. It's all about the hook and it's all about the beat. But trust me, at the end of the day, when all of those other phases and trends is come and gone, you better have some bars.
Right.
Trust me, every veteran is learning that lesson right now, and I don't need to name names, and I don't need to get into specifics, but just know at the end of the day, you know, there's going to come a time when your rhyme skill going to come into question, and it'd be nice if you just establish early that you all about your bars, man.
Right.
That's what I do. That's what my niggas, if I know for nothing else, I'm like, you know, that's what I do. Like, I don't care about press. I don't care about red carpet. Like,
right. But you know what? People get excited. Like, just when I was letting everybody know you was on, like, you was coming on, and you got really excited. Like, where is my nigga over? You know, you still relevant. Like, that's what's up.
That's cool. I mean, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, that's a funny word people use. You know, people think, you know, people can interpret the word relevant in so many different ways. It's like, oh, if you ain't on TV, you're not relevant, or if you're not on, you know, if you're not, like, spending every 20 minutes or something, you're not relevant. What people don't understand is, like, there's a whole, you know, there's, like, a whole other hip-hop community that don't even study that.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's, like, the blogs have taken over. Like, people can really make names for themselves and put music out and do shows and be very successful without a record deal, without, you know what I'm saying, without any of this commercial presence. Like, the blogs have really taken over, and even things like this, you know, the blog talks and everything, like, that's an important factor, and being able to channel those outlets and stuff, that's how you keep things going. So, you know, to anybody that's on the line that's, like, aspiring, like, you don't have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to feel like you have to change your music or make a radio record on purpose, because ultimately, you know, it just comes down to, if you make dope music, there's people that's going to fuck with you, and there's ways they can hear it outside of the radio. So that's not, you know what I mean? Like, that's not even it.
Right. That's true.
And that's my little public service thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's always good to hear that from, like, you know, a pioneer in the game. So, like, definitely respect that. So y'all definitely take heed to that. Where can they reach you at if they want to send you some beats or collab?
You can reach me on Twitter, The Real Rod Digger. My bookings info is roddiggerbookings@gmail. Serious inquiries only, please. Do not send, can you please listen to my song to my bookings, because I'm telling you, it's not even me that's going to see it. It's going to be a team of people looking for official proposals, and everything else is going to get trashed. So, If you about the business, hit me on the bookings. If you want to just holler at me and tweet links and stuff like that, then hit me on the Twitter, and that'll reach me directly. The Real Rock Digger.
That's what's up. All right, so we're going to get into this ain't
no little kid rap.
Yeah.
You got the remix for Red?
I don't know if it's the remix or not. Oh, yeah, he's on there. I didn't know that was a remix.
All right.
So we're definitely going to get into that. Go ahead and introduce it for me.
All right, y'all, this ain't no little kid rap, the remix featuring Redman, produced by my band Notch. He produced the whole album Classic, that's on iTunes and in FYE now, so make sure y'all cop that. This is for the grown folks. Grown folks, hip-hop right here, baby.
Rod Digger.
Yes, sir.
Have I grown in here, right?
Rated M for mature bitches.
I'm saying, we got the king and queen of Brick City up on this. I be seeing y'all talking shit about people too old to rap.
Nah,
fuck out of here. What you mean too old to rap?
Well,
I'll bust all y'all asses. Quit playing with me. Acting like y'all know. Coming with that grown folks. I ain't trying to pick a fight, but this ain't a Fisher Price Kids Bop Nick at night. This is that Adult Swim, rhymes by the gigabyte. No disrespect, but I don't take you for the spitting type. You ain't got no wins in me, casa. I could get smooth Frank Sinatra or spank him in patois. Your girl, rah rah, I do this for a hobby. Whole crowd waiting for my shit for the party. Them bars spill, y'all act shocked as hell. I tell these retailers, y'all best stop the shelf. These hoes tipping on tight ropes, not Janelle. Make music with my mouth like Biz or Rozelle. Next to me, y'all Mattels, I'm shells and gazelles. It's new shop of 12 when I rock the bell. Pass Dr. L, commence the ass whoop and get the belt on these scabs. I catch they ass looking. This ain't no little kid rap here. This ain't no little kid rap here. Shit, this is that grown folks music. Little homie think he fresh. Tell that motherfucker do this. They say I'm what the game been missing. Tell them rhymes do matter, but they ain't listening.
Up in here, I'm exclusive. That's why them hoes hawking me like Houston. Haters gonna hate, cause they chick on a rooster. Shorty, I think your car seat need a rooster. Drug abuser, bricks, that's where the base at. Out of town niggas, pay tax ASAP. First for your Maybach, pockets on LIFO. Yeah, this is it like Michael. Drop every month like your minstrel cycle. I'm wide open saying rappers, I don't like them. Tyson in his prime, Louis on the time. And you never worked like them Project Intercom. And that's why I'm a grown man boy. 24-inch ashtray of Altoids. Never getting dressed for the Soul Train Award. I'm out there next door to Elroy.
This ain't no little kid rap here. This ain't no little kid rap here. This that Brick City is shit. We ain't too beat for that little kitty is. They say I'm with the game been missing. Tell them rhymes do matter, but they ain't listening.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Shank, a.k.a. Mr. President, a.k.a. the Messiah. You're now rocking with the number one internet radio station across the country, Air It Out Radio, That Chick Fire. They already know what it is, man. If it's a problem, we airing them out just like that. Rat.
Air It Out Radio, it's That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm so hyped. That was Rod Digger, motherfucker. Listen, y'all make sure y'all Twitter her, and don't be bugging her with the emails and all that stuff. Like she said, serious only. So, if y'all on the net, y'all want to hit me up, 347-677-1163. I did not ask her what was her worst job. Anyway, I hit her up on Twitter and asked her. So, make sure, for those that are listening or whatever, if y'all want, like I was telling y'all earlier, if y'all want to, y'all can always, and y'all getting paid or whatever, y'all can always send in a couple dollars. I'll play it, 2 for $10, whatever y'all want to do. But that's what y'all want. If y'all choose to not stay on the line for 3 hours, because I know it's a long time, and y'all got work or whatever, you had kids crying in the background, da-da-da. If you want to do that, you're welcome to do that, and I'll play it. And there you go. You can still be on the air, and everybody is still here with you got going on. So, or a commercial, whatever you want to do. So anyway, just hit me up on Facebook or Twitter and let me know what you want to do, and we can go from there. I'm going to hit the lines up, 1910, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
It's your boy EQ, Illadel Styles. You just had a live show.
He said, aren't you?
That's old school right there.
Right?
I'll be that. Rod Digger was on in her bag. That was up. That's what's up. What's up, Fire? I mean, happy Valentine's Day with your pretty
girl. Thank you. Listen, for y'all that don't know, like, EQ did a wonderful job on Kim King's video interview, and make sure y'all check that out. It's on my page on Facebook or whatever, and Kim's page as well, too. So he did a real good job. So if y'all need So videos or whatever, definitely hit him up. You know, he's official, he's clear, good work. He a little slow, but no, I'm just joking. I'm just nah, but he, you know, the men work, go to school, so, you know, can't be mad at that. But he's official. It was definitely worth the wait, so definitely appreciate you doing that for Kim and everything. So,
yo, anything for the fam. The fam is good, peoples, you know what I'm saying? Kim got a good look. She looked good on the video. I tried to get as
Woo-hoo!
Much body as I possibly could.
Yeah, getting the booty shots and the legs and stuff, you know. For the fellas.
No, it's all good. You know, that's that video work. But all y'all artists out there, if y'all need, I'm starting a new thing, y'all need interviews so y'all can put up on y'all page, so when people come to your page, they can see that y'all about y'all business. Definitely hit me up. I do some tight interview work. Just like, I'm trying to give you an example, maybe MTV or whatever, type work so that you can get a good look. So that price, I'm going to give you a price this month. For March only, I'm going to do those type of interviews for you for $50. It's like at least 5-6 minute interview where, you know what I mean, we go back and forth talking about your career, this, that, and the third, and where you plan on going. It's almost like an EPK pack, but the only difference is we ain't going to go through a life history, but basically try to promote you. So, you know what I'm saying, if you need that type work, definitely hit me up, 267-265-1910. Or you can just go to the website, illadelstyles.com, hit the contact button, definitely hit me up. Videos, this starting in March only, videos is going to be shot for $200 because we're about to start shooting a new movie. So I'm trying to get y'all videos in, videos out. $200, it's a great price because it's going to be shot in HD, 1080p. If you know anything about that, 30p resolution. Clear, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to throw some graphics in there for you. So $200.
$200 for what? It's for a video?
For a video.
Okay. And how
only
long is the video?
Yeah, only in March, though. Prices go back up after March. So
how
you better
long
get
is it, though? How long is the video going to be?
Whatever your song is.
Okay. So if I got a 5-minute song, I'm good for 5 minutes.
Well, you know,
I'm just
we have
saying.
To talk about it. Most songs are like, you know what I'm saying, average song is 3.5-4 minutes.
You know what I mean. You know, like, niggas be trying to stretch it out. I'm just saying.
You stretch it out, I'm going to stretch it out. You know what I mean? If you play me, I'm playing you. But
right?
At the end of the day, niggas, people know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing a
no,
song.
No, niggas do not know what it is.
Oh, man.
You listen, well, I'm keeping it real. You got to be specific with niggas because they will be like, well, you said, and it was on Airdell Radio.
Mm-hmm.
You already know. But
all
I mean,
right,
I get what you're saying, but you know. All right.
3.5-4 minute video.
There you go.
$200.
Oh.
It's starting in March. Anything yeah. after that, or anything bigger than that, larger than that, any file size larger than that, I'm definitely stretching it out. So, you know what I mean? But I'm hoping and praying I'm dealing with business people and not, you know, people that ain't got their head on right. But anyway.
Yeah, right.
March. That's the only month you're going to get that price because it's about to go back up. Summertime coming, everybody and their mama need a video just for the
exactly.
summertime.
So you're doing a $200 and then a $50 one.
$50 for your interview.
Yeah.
And $200 for your video.
Okay.
So if you need that work, you better get at me now.
Okay.
I get with you. Definitely
now, for the people that want to know how long it's going to take you to finish this video or this interview.
When you get Rome on the phone,
no,
ask
I
got Rome.
You. I don't want to go Rome.
I got people that have vouched for me. Yo, my work is impeccable.
No, I know that. Your work is good, but I'm just saying, like, how long is it going to take?
Oh, you talking about time-wise.
Yeah,
look,
time-wise.
However long it takes us for it to shoot it. It's all about the shoot and all about what we shot. That you know, most videos really come in 2 weeks, but sometimes I get them done in a week. It just depends on when we shoot it and how we shoot it.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, it's definitely worth the wait because, you know, he does good quality work. So definitely good look. And give him your website info again.
www.illadelstyles.com. illadelstyles.com. You know what I'm saying? You go there, you get all of my information, YouTube. You can go watch some of the videos. You can actually go watch part of the movie that we shot last year that was in the Philadelphia Film Festival, Concealed Habitat. You can also watch a 30-minute movie that we shot before that. It was called Rise Like Cream with Young Hot, Blue Flame, The Heaters, a couple of other people up in that joint. That's also on the page. Just hit the movie section. Go watch the movies. So you can see what we're doing, like we're doing big things. So basically it's a business. I'm a business, man.
Okay. Okay. So as far as the topic for today, what's the worst job you've ever had?
Coming out of high school, I was an electrician. I used to work for IBW Electrical Union on 17th and Spring Garden. And I was the only black kid there. And during the 90s, well, yeah, I'm telling my age. During the early 90s, it was very prejudiced. So during that time, I was, I was, like I said, the only black kid in there. And I would go to the bathroom or just go to different places where we start to build. Like I helped build that Marriott downtown, the one at the airport. And the restaurant school on 43rd and Walnut. So, like, when the building is just getting put up, you got those fake walls and different things that we put up. They would have Ku Klux Klan symbols, nooses, and they used to put, like, we hate niggas. Mm. I used to go through all kinds of crazy. And I was young, so, like, I didn't have the mentality of, I'm going to just fall back. Fuck that shit. I had one mentality to like, I'm ready to rumble. I don't know who did it, but whoever. So, I think I put up for a year. They kept transferring me to different spots because I kept telling them, all the stuff that was going on. So they would transfer me to another spot, whatever. And it was just the same all over. They didn't want no black people there, one, at that time. And then, two, it was like, by me being young and I knew what I knew, it was like, oh, nigga, you ain't supposed to know all this. So it was like real prejudice. That was the worst job to me in my life that I ever had that I fell back off of. And I don't regret it, man, because now, I understand how to own my own business and understand about how to get my own money and assets and all that. But, working for that type of atmosphere and environment was very hostile at that young of an age. Like now, I'd be on some other stuff, But
right.
At that time, I really couldn't handle that, all that prejudice. And people say prejudice don't exist. It still exists, man. It still exists in different forms, Like, it's just like now, even when I work now, it's like, certain white folks, not all white folks is the same, but, certain white folks look at you different, They act different. They don't want to be around you for real. They smile in your face and do other things behind your back. You might not get that raise that the other person get. It still exists right now.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's a whole other subject. We don't want to get into that. That's
but you said, what was the worst job? I'm giving you real facts.
You explaining other stuff.
That's just real facts. That's the worst job I ever had. Other than that, having my own business was the best thing that ever happened to me. So, I love it.
Poor baby. I witnessed that too. So I'm quite sure everybody had though. So it made you stronger. But you're doing. Look what you're doing now. So that's a good thing.
That's what it's all about. That's why I said the best thing that ever happened to me is having my own business because I understand the value of life and just having your own. My mom always just said, "God bless the child who got his own." So like, I got my own. And when you got your own, can't nobody kick you out, can't nobody do none of that. You're grinding on your own and you're doing what you're supposed to do. So, that's my mood. And I'm loving it. I love my life right now. I'm doing me.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, all day.
You're supposed to. So, look, I got the news, the new joining, as y'all say. The new joining. So, are we getting into that tonight or? We getting into something
else. You can do the young boys join, or you can do the join, the join I sent you for, the new join, the song I sent you for the females. You can either do either one, whatever you
want. I'm playing whatever you want me to do.
I'm going to get the young boys some shine, so play the Haters in My Eye Beam join for the young boys. This is my new young boy.
Whoa.
Huh?
Whoa.
What, you ain't got it?
Whoa, I don't have that.
You do got that.
No, I don't. Haters in My High Beams?
Yeah, you ain't got that, John? I thought
no.
we talked about
Yo, No, I got right. Come Home. That's what I got.
Well, that's the John. All right, well, we going to jump into that. All right, since you ain't got the Young Boys,
you know. Yeah, Punk, you better get it together. It's your fault now. Look, it's your fault now. Y'all can't even blame it on Fire now. Look, no.
All right, it's my fault. My fault. Yo, so, shout out to Philly, man. Like, and shout out to everybody, man, for real, that's on the line right now. New York, down south, wherever you from, man, I got mad love for y'all. This new joint's called Come Home. It's on the Plutopia album. Definitely you can buy it on iTunes. Download the ringtone. But it's really specifically for the ladies out there, you know what I'm saying? So y'all ladies on the line, you know what I'm saying? This is especially for y'all. Happy Valentine's Day for y'all.
Aww.
All that old good. Yeah, I ain't trying to be all sentimental. Aww. You're like, oh, that nigga whack, he's all sentimental. No, it's not, you know what I'm saying? Just
but
give
I don't
to...
have a Valentine, so I definitely appreciate all the people that shouted out some Valentine's to me. So that was so sweet. I know I'm corny,
awesome.
But anyway, go ahead.
All right, the song is called Come Home. It's your boy EQ. Plutopia album in stores now. Matter of fact, on iTunes. Make sure you go cop that. On your number one radio, Blog Talk radio show, air it out, you know what I'm saying, with your girl, Fire Chick.
Yeah, get it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, baby, I think about you and I get confused. And life is so confusing, but I know what I want.
Can you come home tonight? I don't really wanna be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. Come home tonight. I don't really wanna be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. Let our thoughts erase in the matter of time.
I took a ride on the train, had to clear my mind. Had a lot of warnings, but I couldn't see the sign. Mind was so open, thoughts were so blind. Love was in the air, so I put it in a rhyme. Passing by the blocks that we used to walk, in all those funny little places that we used to talk. Yeah, expressing how I feel. It even had a pill when I thought about the last time me and you chilled in the grass in the park. He stayed at the dark, getting laid by the art museum. Something in my mind I was seeing, I couldn't let go. For being who I am, girl, I could not show it. Holding my emotions, stuck in the moment of time as my thoughts incline. Now that I think about you, you without me, what am I to do?
Come home tonight. I don't really want to be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. Come home tonight. I don't really want to be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time.
Here we go, being all alone, cause you caught me in the living room, sneaking on the phone. I think it's time for you to come home. I can't stand being all alone. I never thought that you would get jealous. Gotta blow the horn like Whitney Marcellus. I never really spend time with the fellas, cause you the only one that's close to me. Put me on a pedestal like luxury. Break up to make up, that's lust to me. All I really wanna do is make love to you and show you how it is to be true. And you could be mad, but baby, when I'm finished, I have to take away your pain just like a dentist. Hold you in my arms, cradle you right. Kissing on my neck, man, squeezing you tight.
Come home tonight. I don't really wanna be alone tonight. By the fireplace, and we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. Come home tonight. I don't really wanna be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time.
The truth of the matter is I got a surprise. So baby, lean back and close your eyes. And put out your ring finger. And let the thoughts linger. And let the melody hum like a singer. Been together for a while. Plus you got my child. I think it's about time that I let your heart smile. Me and you, girl, join together as one. As we take on the world, yeah, it's time to have fun. Some of your friends, they be hating me. Cause they see me with girls like flagrancy. But mistaking me, I'm taking, see? My house is a home, no vacancy. Put a rock on your finger that's larger than life. Have your hands on chill while we holding the ice. What God put together, no man can stop. So baby, be my wife as we rock to the top.
Come home tonight. I don't really wanna be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. Come home tonight. I don't really wanna be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace. And we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time.
Come home tonight.
I don't really wanna be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace.
so we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time. Come tonight, I don't really wanna be alone tonight. Me and you, girl, we can do it by the fireplace, so we can let our thoughts erase in a matter of time.
Yeah, 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 it's Jamie Mac, new Bad Boy in R&B. Shout out to Air It Out Radio, that fire chick, that brown skin heifer. How you doing, sweetie? Ha ha, what pack in the building? Come and talk to me, I really want to meet you, girl. What pack, baby, we out.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to EQ, trying to bite my line, nigga, that's me. No, I'm just joking with y'all. Anyway, if you want to net and you want to hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to Rod Digger, EQ, Kim King, Dom Shiz. I don't know if he on the line or not. Shout out to Mr. Prez. I see him on there. E-Burners, he definitely is on here. I'm definitely going to get to y'all, so be patient. Don't chew my ass out. I mean, I know I got a lot of it back there, but, you know, give me a break. No, I'm just fucking with you. Anyway, 5632, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
What's going on? It's the A&R West Philly, Benji Jones.
Benji.
What's up, baby? Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Aww. I'm loving the job.
I don't really celebrate the holiday, but, you know, I'm spreading love, so fuck it.
Aw, you sound like you're sick or something.
Yeah, I'm getting over it a little cold, but, I mean, ain't no cold going to stop my grind. I'm still out here. I'm in the hood, I mean, networking on the net, studying, doing everything, listening to the show. Hot show, too.
Thank you. You know, you got a lot of calls. Well, I got a lot of calls last week from you spazzing out on motherfuckers last week. I was like, what?
Yeah, my Facebook inbox was popping, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, that's my young boy at the end of the day. I'm going to take the time out to apologize. I ain't have to get deep with it. But,
you know, now you going to apologize? What the hell?
I ain't going to apologize.
Change
when
your
I
heart?
I'm a man of my word. I say what I said, but I ain't have to get deep with it and spread his personal business out there. So,
right, okay. Yeah, I got
I mean, I know this guy, mom, and everything. I mean, he had his sister come up to me because I had a attached relationship with his sister. Come up to me like, why you air out my little brother and all that type of stuff. I'm like, man, look, sometimes young boys need to get spanked. You know
right.
Man? And that's what
I mean,
it
is. Shit
is
deep on the air, though. Shit be deep. Like, when you go on the air, that's it. You can't get that shit back. You
yeah.
can't delete it or nothing. So
Shit definitely be deep and shit. But I was in my 50 Cent bag, man. Controversy. So, you know what I mean? Chilly got a little mixtape out here. I'm not trying
see.
To spread any attention to what's that. You know what I mean? If possible. So.
I was not expecting that from you. I really wasn't. I was like, huh?
I'm really a fallback dude, but when people get out of line, because everybody I mess with in the music game, they can vouch for me. If you know me, they say, I mean, you mentioned Benji Jones, they're like, he's a good dude.
Right.
So anybody that crossed me, I'm like, damn, I spread so much love for this. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, you got to smack a motherfucker up. Sometimes.
Yeah, if people younger than me, I try to school them, and they don't want to listen, and then they talk behind my back. Like, I mean, it's cool if you don't fuck with me. I don't care. Like, I mean, there's a billion people in this world. Not everybody going to like me. Not,
right.
You know what I mean? I'm cool with that. But, you know what I mean, let me know. Say it to my face. Don't tell my man or don't tell my barber or don't tell my ex-girl or, you know what I'm saying? Tell it to my
you
face.
You telling a barber? What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, I was getting a cut Friday, and my barber was like, yo, I heard you was on the radio, you know what I mean, airing out.
What? Aired out radio, going to the barber shop. No, I'm just fucking
with anyway. Always. But, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, I'm like, man, I'm about to really hop in my 50 bag, like, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, good promotion is, I mean, any promotion is a good promotion, so it's
right.
called Aired Out Radio, right? So I should, you know what I mean,
yeah.
say what I feel.
But it could be a positive Aired Out. It doesn't always have to be negative, so, you know, whatever.
And he probably listened too, because, you know what I mean, he said he was going to call up the show and all that type
uh-oh,
stuff.
Uh-oh,
he going to
hear you the fuck out now. Fuck Benji.
Man, look, he got to see me at the end of the day. I can catch him going to school tomorrow, so it ain't about nothing.
Damn.
But at the end of the day, that's why young boy, I got a lot of love for you.
You
going to
beat him the
my
fuck
ex-girl.
Up with his book bag on and shit. Like,
no, I ain't gonna beat him the fuck up. But, you know what I mean? Like I said, if it's a problem, we can keep it on wax. Or, you know what I mean? If it goes to the other things, you know what I mean? We can do the other things. I ain't
right. Nah, it's all love. We
I ain't,
peace.
ain't trying to promote negative, but I mean, you bring it to me, you know what I'm saying? It's going to happen, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is all because of somebody want to be salty, and I'm trying to school you or something, and you don't want to listen.
This is a crazy apology. You're like, I want to apologize, but I'm not that motherfucker. I don't know if you get small with me. Fuck that nigga.
But I'm real sorry about what I did. I ain't had to spread his business like he tell the whole world that he lived with his mom and he just got $5,000 off his taxes. And
that was a little.
That was crazy. So, you know what I'm saying? I apologize for that. But anything else, you know what I'm saying? I'm sticking to my word and that. You know
yeah, you was Deep in your up. Bag for real. I was like, get him.
I was in my bag. But you know, I mean, I'm so much in my bag because I'm feeling life right now. A lot of good things happening for me. And my ego is getting bigger. You know what I'm saying? But my ambition, my drive is way bigger than my ego. And my ego is the size of Antarctica. So I'm working. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Wolfpack got it. We going on an official promo tour starting March 9th. You know what I'm saying? That's the anniversary of Biggie Smalls' death. I got a relationship with A&R out in New York. He's from Brooklyn, New York. He's putting on a show for a tribute to the Notorious B.I.G. and Lil Seas is headlining the venue, and Wolfpack is opening up for Lil Seas. Got a chance to talk to Lil Seas last night. He's a humble dude. Shout out to Lil Seas. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's a real humble dude. I expect him to be all Hollywood and everything because, you know what I'm saying, he never heard of a Benji Jones. He never heard of a Wolfpack. But, I mean, he talked to me like, you know what I mean? He gave me respect. I gave him respect.
Do you think that is because he really, I mean, no disrespect, but he's really not doing anything that, you know, you think?
I don't know what that man's thinking, but, you know what I'm saying, I give him the respect because he, you know what I mean, he was side by side with one of the greatest rappers that ever did.
Right.
He was in the studio with Big and Big, you know what I mean, and Big's best form, his worst form, he was there. So I give him the respect because he was around greatness. The same thing I give like a nigga like me, Myth Fleet. I give him respect. He's around Jay. You know what I mean? He watched Jay come of age. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I get an old head they respect. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
But, you know what I mean, I respect the conversation we had. It was real. And hopefully in April, Wolfpack should be opened up for Siegel. You know what I'm saying? That bill ain't finalized yet, so I'm just throwing it up in the air. But that Lil Seas bill is, you know what I mean, already, you know what I mean, it's written in stone. You know what I'm saying? We got half of our money already, so, you know what I mean, we're going to open up a little fees March 9th. So, you know what I'm saying, that should be a little good look. We're going to be in Brooklyn, so everybody.
I would
everybody
like to see little fees come out.
I heard he big as shit now. He's 50 Cent bag, you know what I'm saying?
Iron,
so, yeah. But, everybody who come out to the show to support Wolfpack, you know what I mean, I'm buying your first round of drinks, so. I mean, it's going to be an event. It's going to be a historic night. You know what I mean? I'm dead serious. I'm a man of my word. I don't fraud. So, you know what I mean? Come out and support Wolfpack. You know what I mean? First round.
Tell me again where it's at.
Damn, I need to find the paper. But, you know what I mean?
I'm going to hurt you.
It's March 9th. It's March 9th, and it's in Brooklyn, New York. I got to find a paper with the exact venue location. But it's in Brooklyn, New York, and it's on March 9th, the anniversary of Big Duff.
Well, you on Twitter? Can you tweet it to me, and then
I definitely tweet you the information and everything. You know what I mean? Y'all can follow me on Twitter. You know what I mean? Wolfpack, @WolfpackMusic. You know what I'm saying? And man, we here, we working. You know what I'm saying? Send you the drops. I sent you the whole mixtape. It wasn't in order and everything because I was rushing. I had to turn everything from Wave to MP3, and that shit took like half an hour.
I only got one song from you.
You only got one song?
Yeah.
I send the link to the whole mixtape.
I don't know. I don't do links. But, no, I got the one song I think you sang with Kizzy. Was her name Kizzy something?
I think that the freeway record.
Yeah, that's the only one that I got.
All right, I can resend the link. You know what I mean? Probably tomorrow. I know you got a deadline or anything, you know what I mean, before 5, so I got you. The mixtape is fire, you know what I'm saying? I need you to hear that. I need your opinion on that.
Am I on this one or no? I was on the other one.
Wow, excuse me?
What, am I on this one? On the cover
you're dropping. Shout outs and everything, you know what I'm saying? I hosted the mixtape, so I shout it out, air it out, and everything. Everybody that fuck Wolfpack, I shout it out. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's
to me, it's a pretty good mixtape, but, you know what I mean, anything I put out is hot, so, you know what I'm saying, to me, so I'm going to need the general public opinion.
and I ain't had no negative remarks. I mean, it's been off for like 2 weeks now, and even embracing me saying, I mean, it's good work. Actually, I'm not rapping on it. It's my brother, Chilzy Jones, but and then I hosted it, got in my DJ drama bag, and everybody saying it's for its first mixtape, it's pretty good. So,
right.
I mean.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you the topic really, really quick, fast. What's the worst job you ever had?
I was 17. Actually, I was coming out of high school. I got my high school diploma at an early age. I got my high school diploma when I was 17. So my first job coming out of high school, I was working at down South Philly at the old ECW wrestling arena. It's down 7th and Redner. And basically, I was doing maintenance work, like cleaning toilets and mopping floors and folding up chairs and all that.
Yeah.
My first day there, I quit.
What?
And it was I'm gonna get to it. It was an under the table job. You make, I think, if I'm not mistaken, like $65 or $70 a day or something. But I almost made it through the whole day. You know what I mean? We folded up like 400 chairs. You know what I mean? Swept the floors and everything. Broke the ring nail. And then we got to the bathroom. And I'm not prejudiced or nothing, but you know what I mean, the venue was filled with Caucasian people. And when Caucasian people get intoxicated, they're the most nastiest people in the world. Like, they pee on toilet seats, they pee on floors and everything. And the supervisor boy told me I had to clean the toilet seat. And I'm like, no, I'm not cleaning up piss. Like, I mean, what type of shit is that? No. So we had a couple words and everything. At the end of the day, walked out back to the block I went. I'm not promoting selling drugs and everything, but that shit wasn't for me.
Wow.
So, I mean, I quit that shit. I didn't get my bread either, but fuck it.
Damn, $70-$80 a day?
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, listen, I ain't complaining, but some people don't even get like $30 a day.
Yeah. But
I was
17, and the ego I got now was even way bigger when I was younger. So I'm like, I'm not cleaning up nobody's piss. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, who the fuck is y'all?
Now, looking back at it now, would you do it now?
I think no. Because now I know more stuff than I did at 17, because I quit that at 17 and went right to the block. I could have got locked up and all that other type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But now I know how to start an official company, not just with music. I can start a cleaning company. I can start a snow removal company. I can start any type of company. You know what I'm saying? And just go in, hard work and dedication. And reap the benefits.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So...
That's what's up. So give me your info one more time before we get into your song.
Google Benji Jones or Wolfpack Music Group, the website coming soon, done by my man EQ Philly, you know what I'm saying? Should be here in March, hopefully before the March 9th tour date. So, you know, y'all can go on www.wolfpack.com before March 9th, and, you know, I mean, you'll find out any information over. Yeah, I'm trying to get it done before that. You know what I mean? It's the, one of the biggest shows of Chili's career, and I'm trying to really show off.
Okay.
And I'll official business cards and everything, because he said...
I'm
going
to try to come through. Through.
That'd be a good look, you know what I mean? Instead of one round, I'll buy you two rounds, because, you know what I mean, you're family.
Okay, look, I'm going to hold your ass to that. I'm like, where my motherfucking drink at? So, what song we getting into tonight? Because I only got two, so...
Oh, yeah, we gonna get into the... because the motherfuckers wanted to hear it. We gonna get into the official... the Freeway record, the Kizzy Raw record, featuring Tana the Beast and Freeway. It's called Shots Fire, produced by me, Benji Jones, my first beat, and the boy Freeway rapped on it. I mean, talked to him, like, a couple weeks ago. He liked the beat, he jumped on it, gave me my props. My first beat, I got Freeway on it. So, I mean, y'all producers, step it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm not talking cocky, but I am talking cocky.
Hey,
so,
it is what
it
is, right?
Step it up a little bit, because, you know what I'm saying? I'm on y'all heels. You know what I'm saying? I don't just want to be an A&R. I want to do everything. I'm trying to do everything like Kanye. I need all that money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shout out to the whole Wolfpack, Jamie Mack, Chilzy Jones, Febreze, West Philly Source. Shout out to the whole Philly. Shout out to Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all log on. AirItOutRadio.net.
Like a little plug-in here.
Yeah, I mean, I take care of my people. It's enough said, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into the record. Shots fired. On that note, sign off as A&R West Philly. God bless America. This is Benji.
Benji.
Shout out to Benji, Wolfpack, Jones. Let's get it. Working hard, knowing damn well you won't ride. You start a beef with a nigga, then apologize. I don't play that bullshit. Somebody gotta die. Not a 211 or 187. Homicide. You fucking all them little pussies on your mama's side. And I ain't getting caught cause I'm black as the nigga Amistad. Ground home with the chrome that'll make your body rot. My trigger finger fabulous. Got a lot of you, just heed my advice. It's a bitch that keeps real is what you need in your life. I want everything, fuck it, dog, I need that tonight. I'm already cut, so do what I need with a knife. I've been doing this before you was born on the street. These memories stored and poured on the beat. Want the drama, I'm for it, I score with the three. 57, take a second to absorb what I preach, motherfucker.
I'm sick of being tired, hitman for hire. My gun like a bad employee, it gets fired. I creep up from behind, hit your neck with the wire. Squeeze, turn your Adam's apple into cider. Whoever said they fucking with Tanner is a liar. I wash niggas up, then put them in the dryer. Bring your best MC, I put them in the fire. And watch his ass burn up like Richard Pryor. JoJo Dancer, the flow caused cancer. I'm running through snow like Comet Blitzen and Prancer. This the first chapter in a book wrote by a master. Lay you in green pastures, talk to the pastor. Cause I'll put your fire out if you get fired up. The ladder hanging out of the chopper, that's like a fire truck.
Woo!
You feeling like the lottery done pressed your luckily three bullet wounds
in
your chest the size of hot
man. Pop off at the mouth and we popping up. Don't think.
And our radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, and our radio is at now. I don't know what happened, why it cut off like that. But anyway, Benji, I love you, babe. You know how it is, Aired Out Radio. You know, fuck Blog Talk. They be bugging. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I may hit the lines up a little bit more. Mr. Prez, I see you. You like three calls almost to you. I'm almost three calls to you. So, anyway, 5327, Aired Out Radio. What's going on?
Yes, sir. What's up?
What's going on?
Yeah. Same old shit. Different day. Bigger toilet.
Yo, I'm
talking to Black Cancer.
I'm gonna take over your thing there. Watch eventually. We
no, you ain't.
Show.
No, you ain't. I doubt that.
I am. Watch.
I'll put
anyway,
you up to the challenge.
Nah, I don't do that. You'll win. You'll win. What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. I'm supposed to be performing tomorrow up Northeast Philadelphia. I sent you the link as well. I'm gonna tell you what it is for all the Air It Outers and people that fuck with me. It's 6328 Rising Sun Ave, Northeast Phil. It's tomorrow, 8 to 11, $5 at the door to get in. The event is called It's a Love Hate Thing. I'm one of the features, as well as somebody else. I'll be doing like 3 to 4 pieces, maybe two poetry pieces and two rap joints, or, you know what I mean, whatever way I decide to flip it.
Okay. You've been doing a lot of shows lately. That's a good look.
Well, I'm trying to do some shit, you know what I mean? I told you I had to build it up for a particular thing that I ain't going to speak on, and hopefully you don't either.
What's going on with the background, man? You know I can't handle it.
Hey, it's the hood shit.
Why you can't go nowhere in private so we can hear you? Come on,
I'm
man,
trying to move
man down. It's not a good situation.
Yeah. Yeah, they going now. Whoever it is, they either alive, trying to survive, or they the fuck dead. So, hey, it is what it is on that one. I moved from that spot, so you might be all right. I'm always going to move, and I'm about to get off of work, so I'm happy about that.
So what else you got going on besides the shows?
Basically just leaking shit from this place, that place. I'm always going ham on fucking Twitter, dropping new tracks or whatever, letting people hear my stuff and play it from there, handing out leaks at the venues, which I'll be doing tomorrow too, as well as the rest of my On Point members that do the spoken word poetry, linking up with cats or whatever. About to do a couple features with motherfuckers because they digging it, where I'm coming from. And, oh, yeah, definitely about to hit the studio soon. crazy. Okay. So I'm looking forward to that because it's been a minute. I've been writing my ass off. So at the same time while I'm pushing towards two projects and getting them done at the same time and out to the public, I'm also working on the second one the way that I'm writing.
What beat makers are you messing with?
I ain't messing with no beat makers yet. The regular boards that I got is the real Sap, Ja Lil, but not no niggas that I know that I'm really familiar with. These, like, their CDs or whatever that they give out.
Okay.
Or that they try to push, and I touch them joints, making real songs. And as far as the beat makers, the people that I follow on Twitter, I'm soon to call them. But I'm trying to take my time with that because they're going to give me beats for the second mixtape project.
Okay.
And that's going to cost even more money than the first one.
Right. You got any, like, collabs on there?
I don't know. If motherfuckers holler at me, then that's what it is. But I ain't really reaching out to nobody because I just want to put myself on the map. And I know you could do that with somebody else, you know what I mean, featuring on your track, but I don't mind just working by myself or within my family or whatever. When I say that, I mean, like, the whole On Point movement and my cousins and shit like that. Like, I'm a family man, you know what I mean? I stay in a small circle. If people come along and they really fuck with me, then I reach out to them, they reach back, and that's what it is. I don't discriminate. I ain't no too proud to beg or egotistic motherfucker. I'm down to earth, and once niggas realize that, they holler at me. But other than that, I really stick to the basics.
Right. Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day, too.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Should I say that sucks there? Nah. I mean, you said it to me earlier, so I wasn't really expecting you to say it again, but thank you and happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate it.
I do want to reach out to the main thing I want to do is try to work with R&B singers before I even work with a lot of rap niggas. I mean, give or take, it don't really matter as long as I link up with people and I do get the work that I'm trying to get accomplished done and shit like that. So we'll see how that turns out. Like I said, I mentioned I wanted to holler at Kim King or... and you and whoever else, I just need a bunch of R&B singers because the way I compose songs or conceptualize songs and shit, it'd be made for singers, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm really in my songwriting bag, so I don't just rap and I don't just do poetry. I'm making real lyrics for motherfuckers to sing and do et cetera to. And they can still have their input, too, on the project
right.
as well, so...
I think it sounds like when y'all have, like, an R&B, you know, guy or female in there. You know what I mean? Like a variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely.
I'm trying to do a few things. I got more ideas than anything, but ideas don't mean shit if they ain't got wings and they can't take off the ground. So I want to see everything in effect.
That's definitely true. So what's the worst job you've ever had?
Man, the worst job I ever had, and I stuck at that joint for like a year and a half, was UPS. And I'm going to tell you why, because it's underpaid slaves. UPS is a goddamn acronym.
I know a lot of people that work there, too.
Yeah, they treat you like a fucking young boy and offer you all the benefits in the world. And honestly, they was paying for my school and shit during the time. I'm still going to school now, but I ain't with them. And thank goodness, because they, like, the checks that I was making on some real shit, it can't nobody play no UPS worker, because them niggas really grind, but you bring home, like, a bean, in between a bean and, like, a bean 80. You ain't bringing home 200 unless you doing overtime. And if you, like, press for time and shit like that, let's say you got kids, you got other responsibilities, a second job, whatever, you're not making 200, like, that's just a rant right there.
I know people
so,
that make more than 200 at UPS.
But that depends on what field they in at UPS. There's so many jobs that they spread you out. So
right.
It depends on what department that you're
and
in.
And they get paid
you
every week. So that is a good one. And y'all, then they get paid every week, so.
Yeah, you do get paid every week, but them checks, like, come on
yeah.
now, man.
I'm just saying, you know.
I actually made a sacrifice because I was working a government job when I was at U.S. Airways. You know what I mean? I'm flying everywhere. I'm drawing on myself, fucking my money up and stunting and bringing home in between 600 and a stack every 2 weeks or higher. Like UPS,
they ain't offer that at all. They offered to pay for my school. So it's like I had to prioritize it. At the same time, I had to put forth that sacrifice. Like, all right, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to be focused, and I'm going to work with this joint, and in the meantime, I'm trying to find another job. But that shit was the worst, because I'm like a buck 60, and during that time, I was like a buck 40 and losing weight. You dig? The way they had me working for fucking 3 hours and only bringing home a bean and some change. And
I think people
I
like staying there because of the
benefits.
You know, there was the benefit, exactly.
Them bennies is crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that they pay for school, which is another benefit. So, you know what I mean? I don't recommend it to anybody, but if you're trying to go to school and that's what you really want to do and you ain't really got the means to, let them niggas pay for that shit, sure. But just know you're going to bust your ass. And the way I felt, it was as if, like, the money that they was paying me was basically the money that they offered to help me go to school. I was basically working to pay back the money that they gave me in the
for
first
real.
Place. You know
and
what I'm
then
saying?
On top of that, but you know what? They put y'all through torture before y'all even get hired. Like, y'all
yeah.
do all that shit just to get even hired. So, like,
yeah.
No, your ass is clean, so.
I was busting my ass. I had a back brace on. I was getting it in fast as shit. Like, it was just the worst job ever, and it made me feel less of a man. I'm handling my responsibilities, but them checks is not I'm not handling my business with these checks because they small as shit, and I'm trying to really prioritize, break it down, and still have money for my social life. Couldn't do it.
I know you was coming home madder than a motherfucker.
Yeah, my fucking cell phone bill alone is a bean and some change. I'm bringing home my cell phone bill as a check.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you got a little knucklehead bitches trying to play you on the low, especially, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know what I mean? I had to do what I had to do. I got out of that motherfucker. Just know that much.
Oh, that's right. So where can everybody reach you at?
All right. It's myurl.com/blackcancer, BlackCancer. It'll link you to my Twitter, which I go crazy on, my Facebooks, and like I said before, I'm going to try to get everything else together. I got to holler at the boy, what's his name, EQ, and the rest of the motherfuckers that be doing them deals on videos and interviews and shit like that, so I can sit there and be like, yeah, I got a YouTube, I got a Reverb Nation, and I got this, that, and the third, because it look impressive, but I also need to blog, because, you know what I mean, one of my majors is journalism and shit like that, so I might as well put my writing to use besides writing songs for people and shit like that.
Mhm. I gotta do a blog too. Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to what Digger was saying, but that's basically like piggybacking off of what motherfuckers are really doing with the blog joints. Cause it's like she gave words of wisdom, and it's like you either take it and run with it, or you leave that shit alone and keep it moving. So I definitely would. Like, she encouraged me to step my weight up a little bit as well.
You know what? But for real, like, I was telling somebody this stuff today, I think. As far as the blog talk, y'all cry so much about getting on, like, the major radio stream. Blog is everywhere. As long as you have an internet, you're all over. If you're trying to get on Power 99 FM or 103 to beat, I mean, people in the UK or whoever, like, other cities and states can't get that. So the internet, everybody can log in. So it's a better look to me.
A true aired out listener. And when I listen to niggas, I'm far from slow. Like, they come at certain people, and I ain't saying names, but they really directed towards that nigga or those people. And that's because they discriminate, and good music is good music. You can't deny nobody of that, but you want to charge motherfuckers for such and such. Now, I don't know the situation because I won't even take it there. I find my other means to get my music out and to pursue my dreams of career, but I wouldn't do no shit like that either. If you trying to give me a hefty fee for something that I know people would feel, and I could be making money off of my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So far as blog talk go and air out radio, you definitely shitting, as well as the rest of the joints that's fucking with you, because it ain't many. Like, you say the lines is crazy. Believe me, I know.
Yeah, they are crazy. But, I mean, it's just, like, you know, like I said, they try to get, you know, they try so hard to get on the radio, and it's like, why are you doing all that when there's other alternatives to do?
Yeah.
The blogs, there's millions of blogs, you know.
The best outlet that Philly, as well as any other city, has been had in a fucking minute, and they can't deny that, and they can't come at your neck or anything. So shout-outs to you, and shout-outs to Air It Out, and that's real shit. That ain't me dick-eating or being Joe. That's just real shit.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, like I always tell people, I can't do it without y'all. So, like, y'all really make the show. That's why, you know, I try to go out my way to really make y'all happy. And, you
word
know,
up.
I know the lines be crazy, but sometimes, I, you know, it's nothing I can do about it. But, you know, it is what it is. I still love y'all. You know how it is.
Yeah.
So, what we getting into tonight?
Well, since it's Valentine's and y'all ain't here in a while, we could play Break It Down.
Break it down. Let me see if I got it in the player. Maybe not.
You don't got to Break It Down?
Do I? No.
All right.
I don't think I ever heard. Did I hear that?
Yeah, you heard Break It Down. If not, I'll spit a verse from that, John, just to remind you.
You know what? I ain't going to front. People was, like, loving the poetry. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is. But, no. All right. Damn. All
right. We could play I Came Up or Better Get Your Money Right. It's up to you, Fire.
Better
Your
Get
day.
Your Money Right. I love money, so let's go there.
All right, you listening to Black Cancer. You about to get into Better Get Your Money Right. Yeah. I'll let your boy air it out.
Let's go.
And I'm the beat man. Can I take those words off?
See, the object is to make the green. Stopping me gon' take a team or army. If you niggas try to harm me, you gon' take a dream. Hold that, hold that. You ain't got a face machine. Sort the box it out, and when I knock you out, you face the scene. Meant what I said, and I said what I mean. So if you trip, then your head laying next to a tree. In the sidewalk, guys, fuck that shit for fee. Female, see, well, he gon' smash any beat that is taking place. Ain't a lot of talking, niggas scrape his face. And once you smash the herd, afterwards you gotta make the cake. Back to the hustle, the muscle, you gaining weight. When a nigga eating every week and you don't take a break. Only shatter competition, make these haters break down like when niggas bust pounds and people play it safe. Grind out day to day, dollar count and play the safe. Hollywood the drama, dollars I'm about as plain as change. The black you came up, wasn't racking the paper. And now I'm second to change up if y'all niggas don't. Better get your money right, better get your money right. Better get your money right, you better get your money right. I had to change up, now I'm tapping. He changed up and trying to lay back and raise his bro with sticky drunk. Better get your money right, better get your honey tied, better get your something right. I never slip, I'm running right. Cause I grind on the daily, dimes wanna taste me. Click on my feet, pop the freak, then I'm their baby. Boo. Before we were just cool, just like some ace. Once you give them dick, then they trip like a vase. A-T-I-O-N. Baby, I'm not your friend. Cause if I didn't make dream, you play me like violin. Some bitches love you for your personality, but I don't care. I'm in my fucking nature's tugging bass up like I'm Lionel. Yeah, Richie, dig me? That's why I don't mind a fish. With other women, cause I'm fucking silly till they buy them gear. Yeah, yeah, Blackie hold the title here. Porno star, your broad is the law, I'll buy it, yeah. Didn't always stack chips with shit, I didn't have the chicks. The dames came with the change and just have had the sense. And they think I'm soon to be a college graduate. So much pussy stay on my top, forgot I had a gin. The black you came up, wasn't racking the paper. And now I'm second to change up if y'all niggas don't. Better get your money right, better get your money right. Better get your money right, you better get your money right. I had to change up, now I'm tapping. He changed up and trying to lay back and raise his bro with sticky drunk. Better get your money right, better get your honey tied. Better get your something right, I never slip, I'm running right. Yeah, so down cause the paper stack. I don't rush my mind, invest my time in real estate. In fact, I am next to line and bless my mind with more than 40 acres strapped. I'm going to make it, concern it, cake it. I'm going to chase it, catch it, and duck taste it after I fucking rape it. And cause I gotta see my past and so others taste it. One nigga in my team hurt, though it ain't no I in it. Anything I got is cause of teamwork. Break beats first, bread on a nigga's head like somebody trying to get me murked. Cause I'm about to be jerk boy with intentions and ambitions with a vision of me and my niggas whipping in a Maserati green earth. Popping bottom seeds, burst, top slide, top
guys because I guap high. You are not fly. I try to win first. Can't wait to ski slopes. Jet ski from speed coast. Deep dive on sea coast. But she got a deep stroke. The black came up. Wasn't racking the paper. And now I'm second to change up. If y'all niggas don't, better get your money right. Better get your money right. Better get your money right. You better get your money right. I had to change up. Now I'm tapping. He changed up and trying to lay back and raise it. But we're sticky drunk. Better get your money right. Better get your honey tied. Better get your something right. I never slip. I'm running right.
It's your boy Dom Shiz, a.k.a. Showtime Dom. Y'all already know y'all rocking with the number one internet radio show in the universe. That chick fire. She hold it down for our city, man. Holla at me, girl. I'm out.
AirDot Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Shout out to all my AirDotters on the line. Please, I am going to get to you, so do not hang up. Listen, I'm going to hit up the line a little bit more, see what's going on. 8800, what's going on with ya? Hello? 8600, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, Fire? It's Bray.
Hey, wow. Ain't heard from you in a minute. What's going on? In like 6 months? No, I'm just kidding. It's been a while, though.
Yes, it's been a very long time. It's been it's been a while. I just, you know, been doing some things and trying to decide what exactly it is that I'm going to do.
Yeah, I know you was, like, having some second thoughts or whatever as far as the industry is concerned. I mean, like, what's going on with that? You straight now? Like,
yeah, I'm definitely straight. Working on a mixtape now, which will be dropping March 18th. It's going to be called March Madness. Then I'm going to be working on my album after that. I'm not going to do, like, an industry album. I'm going to do a street album, and then I'm going to do an industry album after that. But the street album is going to be called The Resurrection. And that will be out probably sometime, like, mid-August, beginning of September.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm still going to be doing my thing. I'm just, you know, it gets tiresome, but
yeah.
I got to do what I got to do.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it really is, you know, especially trying to raise a family. So it gets kind of complicated at times.
Let me tell you, I still get feedback from freaky ladies.
Wow, seriously?
Yes. Freaky lady, and then the video is up because you're in the female archives, you know what I mean? So videos up there, and they're going bananas over there. So check her out for, you know, if y'all want to. My daughter was like, oh, she don't got no clothes. I'm like, no.
Yo, that shit is so funny because that's actually one of the tracks that's going on the mixtape. And so the guy that's helping me put it together, when I let him hear it, he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, listen, I had to switch it up just a little bit. Like, I'm not completely changing my style, but I had to switch it up and give, you know, the guys something, too.
Exactly.
So,
oh, they believe
like,
me.
Yo.
They was going nuts. Who was that? Huh? What's on Facebook? I'm like, okay. They was going crazy.
Oh,
going
it
crazy.
Is so funny because I have another song that I did off of Drake, Find Your Lovin'. Did I put it up on YouTube? I don't remember if I put it up there. I think I put it up. No, it is up there. And it's called his. You know his song is called Find Your Lovin', but my version is called Eat This Pussy.
Oh
my
God!
And when I played it for the guy that's helping me do it, he's like, you know what? You really tripping. He said, but I'm glad that you're like, you know, basically opening up and widening up your talent to let everybody know you're not just like.
Right.
A hard rapper. And there's some R&B songs on there as well. So it's basically like a CD for everybody, like for the underground, for the R&B heads, for the freaks. So it's just basically.
I was still waiting for the video for In the Cloud, man. I was like, yo.
Yeah, I'm going to do that too. I had to get the producer, the one, the studio, the engineer, to actually like make the beat a little longer.
Oh, okay.
Because it was like when I bought it, it was like short. and it was only like two verses and then the hook. So I got the engineer to make it a little longer so I can add that third verse in here and then bring the hook back in. So that song is getting finished up, and it will be a video shot for that.
Yeah, I definitely want to go to that video. So please invite
yes,
me.
I definitely will. You always hold me down. So,
yeah.
You know, I definitely got to show you love. But, you know, I've been working, and I've been hearing a lot of stuff, a lot of bullshit talk, you know, these new chicks and these old chicks that I was beefing with a while ago. Somebody put a diss track out on me on netpiff.com, and it's, like, so funny because when I listen to it, I'm like, are you serious? Like, you're still mad about what? Shit happened, like, in 2007. And bitches are still mad. Like, but it's funny how when people hear that you're doing something, or when you wanna, when you're about to drop something, they start throwing shots.
Right.
So my thing is now to ignore it, because I feel like if I'm not being talked about, something is wrong. So therefore, when you got people talking about you, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah. I would definitely ignore it because, you know, myself personally, I hate to see the females bicker, but, you know,
yeah,
like, I know it's part of hip-hop.
That was another thing. It's not really enough of us, and it's really no females right now in the game, like, literally,
right,
that's on right now. And the only person that is on is Nicki Minaj. And I just want to clarify something right now. For everybody that thinks I hate Nicki Minaj, I don't hate her, I don't dislike her, I don't even know her. The reason why I did the diss track toward her was because she was the female that was popping, and obviously she swag and dick, but I just did it because I wanted to see the feedback that it would get. So let's just clear that up right now, because everybody's like, why did you diss Nicki? Why don't you like her? I don't even know her not to like her.
So you basically just did it for just GP? Like just
yeah,
to see.
It was just for GP because I wasn't, what I did was I fell off. I fell back since I had my son, and, you know, I haven't been really on the rap shit like that. And so that was like one of the first tracks that I really did as far as like a real, like a comeback track. So when I put it up and it had over like 2,000 something views within a couple of, you know, weeks that I put it up there, I said, okay, well, I still got people out here to support me. So all of the negative energy, whereas though I hate her, I don't like her, I just, you know, that's not even the case. It was just a record that was done to see what the response would be. And, you know, you got some people that are diehard Nicki fans, but
yeah,
they still like the track. So, you know, controversy sells. Hip-hop has always been basically about beef. I mean, everybody has had a beef in the industry before, but it's just like, I just wanted to clear the air. I don't hate her. I don't dislike her. Like I said, I don't know her not to like her. It was just a track that was done to see what kind of response it would get. So everybody get off my back about that.
Do you think that you do you think the track would have been successful without you dissing Nicki?
That's a good question. I really don't know, because I do have a good following on, as far as YouTube and on Facebook. I have a lot of supporters. So actually, yeah, I do think people would have still liked it, because I feel like those people who've been supporting me would wanted to hear what I had to say. And that's just like even as far as the Started Up track that I did, the Off of the Swiss Beats track, that got a lot of feedback as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I feel like I feel like it still would have been, you know, people would have still shown love to it without the disc being put on there.
Do you got any shows coming up? You got any shows coming up?
I do have a show coming up. I believe it's the 27th down at Mill Creek.
Okay.
A few people that I know are performing down there, and they were, you know, asked me that I want to perform. At first, I was like, nah, I don't really want to, but then I'm like, I got shit coming up, so I feel like I need to get my face out there again.
Right.
You know, just do what I need to do. But as far as, like, other shows going on, I'm not sure, because I have to talk to the person who actually got me this show.
Right.
Coming up. So I'm just working slowly but surely. It's no rush to really, you know, try to do nothing. But I slow walk things because I want things to be right. I don't rush into.
I don't blame you at all. It's good to hear from you though. Like, damn.
Keep your eyes on the show. And the last week when you called me, when you had texted me about the show, I'm like, damn, I want to call, but like we was all in the studio together. And it was, like, basically a small-ass room, and the music was, like, extra high. So I was like, I'm not even going to play myself and try to act like I can hear on the damn phone. So that's why I was like, I promise I got you.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a good look, because I be trying to get the females to call in, because I know there's mad niggas on here, and blood the lines. But it's always good.
It's, like, so male-dominated right now. And
yeah, the
thing is, like, I've been... When I first started rapping again, all the little girls were, you know, trying to come at me, throw shots at me, and I did my little shot records back and, you know, taking my shots back, but it's honestly not even worth it. And I feel like females nowadays, if they're doing music, they need to try to stick together because the game right now is so male-dominated and it's always been that way.
Right.
And if we just keep beefing and fighting and just bickering over who's hot or who's not, nobody's ever going to get nowhere.
No.
And I definitely want to give a shout-out to Kizzy Roll. She's, like, one of the realest female rappers from Philly besides Starmina that I've come across who just showed me love from day one. I met her in person down at the Trocadero. And she showed me so much love. Like, yo, Cabri, you know what I mean? I always been a fan. Like, I always keep just shitting you hot. Like, we need to do some shit together. So, you know, I salute her for that, for showing me love and not being a hater.
Right.
Because these females nowadays, they see another female trying to come up, and it's just like you all of a sudden want to see my name. And then it's the ones that don't have names. You know what I mean? So what is your point in even – letting people pipe you up just to get shot down.
Right.
Because I went so hard at one point, like I was writing so crazy. I was talking so crazy in these tracks. But my thing was I didn't put them out because I want to see all females shine. And
right.
I know if I would have put out the shit that I was writing, motherfuckers would have been looking at these bitches totally different. You know what I mean? So I'm not even going to belittle myself to try to even write no more diss tracks. From now on, we're going to be making songs. I'm not going to be putting all of my attention and energy into dissing bitches.
Exactly.
So,
as
you know what I mean?
You shouldn't, because it takes up too much energy. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And then at the end of the day, that's what they want you to do. They want you to put the light on them so then they can come up and create a buzz for themselves off of you.
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't even pay them bitches on mine no more. Like, even with the girl, they just put a diss track up on netpiff.com. Like, are you serious? Why would you even do it? The shit that we went through was in 2007. Why did you just now respond this year? So, I don't pay this shit no mind. And I tell bitches all the time, like, I say it a lot on my CD. I'm not beefing with you bitches no more. If y'all got a problem, see me in person. I'm in West Philly all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that like maybe three or four times on my CD. I'm not doing a rap beef no more. It's not getting nobody no money. It's not getting nobody nowhere. So
yeah,
you want to do a track with me, scream at me. If not, that's cool too. Keep it the fuck moving. I'm good with it without you.
Right. Exactly, it ain't even worth it. So where can they reach you at?
I'm on Facebook. You just hit me, facebook.com/Cabri, K-I-B-R-E-E. My Twitter is the same thing, twitter.com/Cabri, K-I-B-R-E-E. I'm also on YouTube, youtube.com/CabriNig2, Cabri, N-I-G, and the number 2. And you check out all my videos there. And that's basically about it. I'm going to have my mixtapes and stuff coming soon, so everybody just be prepared for my takeover.
Okay. Well, you know I got music in here. What are we getting into tonight?
I don't know. Pick whatever you want to play.
Don't play with me. You know what I'm going to play. My song already, but you know.
Go ahead, pick whatever you want to play. Whatever you want to play, let your listeners hear.
But see, I mean, I know I got a lot of foes in the line, so you know what I mean? I don't want to, like, mess them up. So, I know they might want to hear that. So, come on, don't put the pressure on me.
I know your line is filled with guys right now.
It is.
It's probably like one other girl on the phone. And shout out to Rod Digger. Everybody got to applaud her. She's a veteran in the game, and I fuck with the track she did with Redman. And, you know what I mean? I understand exactly what she mean when she be talking about the little bitches be saying motherfuckers too old to rap. You know what I mean? So you're never really too old to do anything. As long as you have it in you, you keep going hard at it, and something eventually will come out of it. So, you know, I definitely applaud her for that record and speaking up on it. But, Fire, go ahead. Get into whatever you want to get into.
Come on, man. Don't
you know you wanna play it. But go ahead.
I do. I'm not gonna lie. I wanna play my song that I like, but I mean, you know, like I said, I got a whole bunch of niggas on the line, so I gotta cater to them. But you know, it's what you want. Don't put the pressure on me, please.
We're gonna play what you wanna play, and then next week, So next week you'll have some new music, some shit off of the mixtape.
Y'all hear this right? She coming on next week.
I'm coming on next week. I'll be here next week with some new shit off of the mixtape. So you know what I mean. Just get in what you want to get into now, and then next week you'll have some new shit to play.
Good. I don't feel bad then. All right, we gonna get in the club then. All right, so it was good talking to you, babe. Hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yeah, I'll be here next week. So be prepared for some new shit.
All right.
Get naked. You dipping on me and bringing up. Lit Your Flame, and you're listening to That Chick Fire.
Aired on radio is That Chick Fire. Shout out to my daughter with that drop. You know I had to, like, really beg her to do that. She would not do it. I don't want to do it. You do it yourself. She was really adamant about doing that. Anyway, if you're on the lines, please hold on. I'm definitely going to get to you, so don't go nowhere. Aired on radio, 8190, what's going on?
What's up, what's up, what's up? What's the buzz?
The winner! I'm there and I'll
tell
you.
Huh? I know I get some claps or some cheer sound effects.
You know what? I got my claps in here, but, you know, they're not the best in the world. So I'm, like, still working on that for y'all. So, like, you know, I don't think you want to hear them. They might be a little distorted. So, yeah. You want me to clap? Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Shout out to Nightcrawler for the shout out.
Yeah, and I know people out here. So, congrats.
This is big. You know, we're tired.
I know.
It's like
12:30. I know y'all tired. But you know what? You know, you got your music in here. If you want to zoom through, that's cool too.
Yeah. You already know what it is. I'm sure.
So what's going on with you, like, as far as, you know, Trap Files and your music and whatever? I know you were telling me some stuff going on.
You know, I go in tomorrow to get a drum mix now and shit, trying to make a move with that. And, you know, we're doing the school thing every Thursday over Brook High School. Shout out to that. You know, we're teaching Trapology in there. Me, Dom Shiz, and TV and PC, the owner of the Trap Files website. You know, we're just moving, you know. The music is getting done every day, you know. Bouncer's CD will be dropping soon. I say that every week, but, you know. Trap out to tell you everything you need to know about the Trappers. The Trappers is in the building.
The Trappers. I like that. The Trappers. So,
okay.
What, you got any more? I know, what's up with my video? You want to send it? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. We did a blog in the Overbrook joint. If you look it up, it's Trap Files Overbrook. You can take that. Like I said, it's me, Dom Shiz, TD, your PC. We on there. You can put that up on the joint. And, you know, we doing more and more things like that. So, you know, the more stuff we get, I'll hit you up, let you know what the deal is. Right?
Okay.
And, you know, already know how we do.
Okay. All right. So I'm really excited to see that, because, I mean, like, I haven't really seen anything from you since watching your, you know, from, I was researching you for the, you know, interview and whatnot, so.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm in the cut with it, you know, me. I ain't really the Showtime-ish type, you know what I'm saying? We got people for that on the label, you know. I'm just in the back handling the paperwork, you know. That's my job.
Y'all, the people in the back doing the most important shit, though. So, hey.
Well, you know, somebody got to handle it, you know. That's what keeps it moving, you know.
That's,
but we all play our part. Everybody do their job.
Right. It's the dirty end of the
stick. Yeah, you know, I'm the president, so, you know. Got to make sure shit is handled right away.
Right. Okay.
You know? I mean, yeah, we just chilling here. We coming up with some shit. I'm sitting here with silly ass Dom and shit.
Dom, I gotta ask you the topic for the day before we go.
Oh, what's the word job?
Yeah.
I read that. It was about 7 years ago. Me and my brother was working at this independent company called Hot Heads of America. It was like a aromatherapy. Shit, I don't even know. We didn't have to fill out no app, show no ID, nothing. Mm. We just showed up, filled out a time card, and then we was in the hot sun for about 8 hours, and we was filling up, like, little packages with seeds and parsley flakes and all this other stuff mixed up that they had, some type of remedy for this aromatherapy. Yeah, we didn't even understand
how
this was working. It was
okay. Yeah, I get it.
You know,
I like aromatherapy.
You know, after a while, though, it was a bad job, but, you know, we kind of got over on the time card thing and shit. You know, our fun lasted with that till it finally caught up with us. Then they fired us. Mm-hmm. We didn't quit. We got over.
Wow.
You know, as far as the physical part of it, yeah, it was bullshit.
So you
never
you
do nothing like
you
that
picking?
Again.
You was actually in the field picking, or you was just...
No, it was like right next to the highway, it was up there. It was crazy, like right off the boulevard. And we was just in this little parking lot thing. We had to put up a tent. We had to build the tent when we got there. It was like a cooler full of seeds and all this other stuff. Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm picturing that in my head, like, that shit is...
Yeah, we were the only African-Americans that worked there. Everybody else was Mexican.
You know what? I'm picturing you with the little, you know, the Chinese hats with the point at the end, the tip of it, that's made out of...
No, it was not a uniform or nothing. We just showed up regularly. We were just the only niggas outside in the sun.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it was really hot heads.
I know y'all got black as shit out that motherfucker.
Yeah, you know, bad weather and all. We had to put up a tent. It didn't matter. I didn't care. It was bullshit, but you know, like I said, we got over it. We had to fill out no apps or nothing. We filled out time cards every day. We left early when the supervisor wasn't there and just put the time that we were supposed to leave out. We was getting over.
Wow.
It was sweet.
I know it was.
We put the neighborhood boys in there. They lasted a couple weeks. They did what they wanted. It was sweet.
Wow. That kind of reminded me of this job I was working at, like Washington Inventory. It was like, you know how the people that go to like the stores and punch in how many ketchups and stuff like that? I used to do that with my cousin.
Man.
And yeah, we was bushing. So,
damn.
Yeah, it was fun though. We were just punching.
How old was you when you was doing that?
I think like 18. I was rocking like 3 jobs at one time at McDonald's and Salvation Army. Like, I was doing it all. Like, I didn't give a fuck. So,
okay. See, if you was about like 29, then it would have been really bad.
Yeah, right?
No.
Yeah.
She was still a young buck,
though.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't know, you know. We just working, same old day. We waiting for the exclusive. Gotta tell them to look out for the exclusive for me.
Yes, yes. When we get the pad and move in, like I was telling everybody, we're gonna probably move in, and everything should be officially done. Like I'll say the first week of March, because they're basically doing some extra stuff that I didn't want done, but it's cool. It's cool. Everything else is done on my end. I'm ready. I'm just pumped up to go get in there and get my feet wet. So.
Yeah, well, you know, y'all look out for that. Y'all gonna see me. I got my exclusive with Fire finally.
Yay.
On visual, on video.
Yeah.
Get to show my face to the world, to those who haven't seen it already.
Yeah. Well, actually, Shank, I mean, you earned this exclusive because you did the concert, but you still have the 15 minutes you want on over the phone. So, like, you still good for two. So, you know.
Yeah,
that don't have nothing to do with it. Yeah, you still good. So.
All right, yeah, I'm going to spread them out widely.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. Do it like
so
that.
I'm sorry. If this bitch Amy one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to smack this hoe. Anyway. Fucking bitch keep aiming me. What the fuck? She know I'm on a fucking line or what? I'm sorry. That was an air it out moment. Anyway,
yeah.
So what we get into tonight?
Well, you could get into Go. I'm pretty sure you got Go in there. That's
yep.
What we doing. We go. We won't stop. No.
For you.
Simple as that.
Okay, give me your website info one more time.
They can reach me at first and foremost, TradFiles.com. You know, look me up. Make sure y'all sign in, sign up, become a member. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/Shank, SHANKK dot Mr. Prez with a Z. You know, you get with me like that and get it popping from there. Other than that, this is Go from the mixtape I got coming, The Life of the Messiah, you know. And it's going to be crazy. Air it out.
Listen, y'all already know.
Let's
been
go.
Doing this shit for forever. Seems like now I feel it more than ever. Serious, I do this shit for more than cheddar. I jump up in this game without instructions or cheat codes. From rap to the kilo, I don't do this shit for no reason. When it's all done, think about it, there's no reason. You live and you die, whether you're underground or live in the sky. And even though I'm underground, I still spit it so fly that niggas think that I'm on, they be saying I be drawn. I don't know, but you gon' buy the CD off of me or what? I gotta know, cause I gotta go and get back to the block and clock the dough. Child support on me, not to mention on my street debt. Got a nigga feeling like G-Tech. Make this money,
yeah.
Take this money, but there's no way you're gonna take this from me, huh? Take this from me,
let's go. Is you ready to go? Is you ready to blow? And be a star. And let them know who you are. So you gotta just go. Is you ready to go?
That's right, I'm the diamond in the dirt. Some niggas is too conceited to even go to the dirt for a diamond. That's fucked up, like you ain't come from the dirt and was rhyming. And luck up, now that you got your bucks up, you acting stuck up. Come up in the hood, that shit'll get you stuck up. Fuck, fuck, my shot. Nigga, get them bucked up. Thought it was all good, well, man, got you lucked up. Point is, that shit'll get you fucked up. But Pete, how I just use the same words twice with two different meanings. I'm a monster, nigga, I'm two different meanings. I'm not like y'all, I'm on another level. I be glowing in the booth. Shit, I know that I'm the truth. I know that I'm the truth, cause I know that it's the truth. And I'm all about facts, none false about that. These niggas that be thinking that it's all about rap. Well, I'm coming to see what your boy all about.
Let's go. Is you ready to go?
Yeah. Best rapper dead or alive. Fuck that, signed or unsigned. It's my turn, I got my sunshine. So don't throw shade on me, pray for me. I love that y'all hate on me. It's like this, no sidekick, I roll with the 8 on me. And I never try to move like it's a cape on me. So, look dead as a hero, no, F on my chest. But you gotta face the fact, the best is the best. And I told the world I'm the best of the best. What you expect, you only gonna get the best from the best. Diamond in the dirt, I hope this rhyming shit'll work. Avoid contract, as soon as you sign it, you get jerked. You jerk me, I think smarter. And even though I think so quick, I think harder.
Think harder.
I think farther down the line. Come on, that's how I know the crown is mine. Give me that, you gotta
go. Is you ready to go? Is you ready to blow? And be a star. And let them know who you are. So you gotta just go. Is you ready to go? See, you already know. Now get out there and get your crown. And show them you the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found.
Diamond in the dirt that ain't been found. I'm the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found. Come on.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy BC. You now listening to Air It Out Radio. Holla at your boy. Yeah.
Air It Out Radio is such an exciting. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the line, hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to Jessica. I know she's on the line. Kim King, E. Berners. I'm definitely going to hit y'all up. Listen, I'm going to get to y'all, but don't, you know, hang up or whatever. So, you know how I do toward the end of the show. I do start rushing y'all, but, you know, just stay on point and everything. We'll be good to go. Air It Out Radio. Let me see where am I at. Oh, 9014. What's going on?
What's going on, Fias? Kim King.
Kim King.
What's up, Air It Out?
What's going on?
What's up, everybody? I'm chilling right now. I'm getting my good rest in before.
You sound chilling right now.
Yeah, no, seriously, I'm chilling because I know we're going to be doing some work tomorrow. Me and Fire's going to be working y'all tomorrow, at least over the phone, and I got to get ready because, y'all, she don't be playing. She be serious about, no, do it again. Do it again. So I'm
do it again.
Myself together, resting up today.
That's all good. I mean, you see the love you be getting on the air and on Facebook and Twitter, so I know you're the only one.
Yes, shout out to everybody on Air It Out and Facebook, right? The Facebook fam and Twitter. Thank you so much for the support.
Yeah, they definitely be on you.
And they are loving the interview with EQ that Tanya just posted up.
The interview was crazy.
I love that interview. Fire was hot to death.
Yeah. It was so nice.
It was real informative. I liked it.
Yeah. And I love the EQ on that. Yeah.
Philadelphia Styles in the building.
He definitely did his thing. So what's going on with you? Like, I know you're doing the collabs with everybody, and the mixtape is coming.
Yes, in March, the mixtape is coming, people. Basically, that's what I'm focusing on, the mixtape, like making sure that we get the best songs out of it.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? It'd be a good, a nice banger with a bunch of different styles. Like, I know we have Kotel, and we have Watch For. We got a couple songs on there that's hot. Plus, plus more. So that's really like what I'm focusing on right now.
Okay.
It'll be long because it will be done in March, and y'all look out for that because it will be hot.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait until you start performing and all that good stuff, man. It's
crazy. Yeah. Fire gonna be up front like the conductor.
like
the conductor of the thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's definitely gonna be hot because we got some bangers.
Yeah.
Fire, she did. I have to say, if I can't keep it, Fire wrote Kotel. Like, Fire did that, and that drum is hot. Actually, when you go on my Facebook page, Kinker B, you'll see the interview, and you'll hear the song, and you'll get to hear the words, and you know what I mean? Like, this is, we got some bangers on the CD.
Yeah, y'all get
the
to see a whole body shot of Kim walking down, you know. The guys love that, so I got to throw
Well, I definitely had to thank EQ for making my butt look big. No, I'm sorry. But I did thank EQ, thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely did a good job, and the interview was hot, you know. Definitely a good look.
But,
so,
yeah, that's the focus right now. Once that's done, then we'll, you know, we'll move on to videos and, you know, getting that started or whatever. But right now, I want to get the CD right.
Yeah.
So, Fire stamping that, Bad K stamping that. I got to stamp that. And we just, I refuse to let people down.
Yeah. So who else you working with? Like, you know.
I know I'm supposed to be doing a song with Ebernus. That's coming up soon. I can't wait for that one. I have a couple done with Mike Larry. I know Ascari Craftmore, he just dropped his CD. I'm all over that. Logic's Bad Cave, when that compilation CD was, like, it's a lot going on. It's left and right.
I can't wait to that drop.
I can't wait to that drop. Ruggy, I cannot wait. Please, I so can't wait to hear that CD because I know it's going to knock, especially what I did for him, y'all, like, you know, Top Secret or whatever, but I can't wait.
Top Secret, isn't it?
It's top secret, but I can't hold water. I'm sorry, y'all. What I did for him is crazy. It's going to be people listening to it like, can Rock it? And I get that.
I know. It's definitely a hot joint.
Yeah, that is for real.
And it's not even finished. It's like,
it's
more people
in the making.
Doing that. Yeah.
We don't even have a drop date, but it's going to be hot. Like, and that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm working with everybody. So I see on the Twitter page, Fire Put Up, anybody needs some vocals, you know, hit me up. And that's for real. Hit me up. Because I love to put songs together. I know I'm doing a song with this guy, Blex, with Live from Track Team. He did the beat or whatever. And it's that's a nice little song coming up, Life Unexpected. You know, so I'm everywhere. So y'all might as well hook up with me. Get it done. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, she efficient. So it's like, why
yeah.
not?
Why not?
Exactly. Exactly.
And
so
if you haven't heard of Kush, you're from the night.
What'd you say?
I was saying, you know, if it's anybody new on the line, they'll hear something tonight. Get a little sample.
Yeah, and you know what the funny part is? Every day you gain, like, new listeners. I think that's everybody on the show, so.
Yeah. What? It's all types. Probably, like, the Johnstown Air and All listeners are growing. You know, up in these mountains, it's nothing but idle time. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're growing for sure, so. Yeah, there's new listeners for everybody every week.
Yeah, I mean, they love you, though, so, you know, because you're the only, like, R&B chick on there, so.
Well, thank
definitely.
You, Ear and Outers.
Yeah, definitely.
Shout out to all my Ear and Outers.
Yeah,
and Fire, of course.
So where can they reach? Oh, I got to ask you, like, what's the worst job you ever been on?
Oh, Lord. I used to work for this company. We sold electricity. It was a door-to-door electricity salesperson. That's what I was. And they stuck us in Puerto Rican land. And we really, like, for real, nobody cares. At the time, I mean, honestly, now that we're going through what we're going through, it was really, it would have been beneficial for a couple people to have purchased that because, you know, what is the electric company down there? PECO, they generate the electricity through coal, so that's bad for the environment. What I was selling was electricity made through windmills, so it was better for the environment. But what? They were killing us, like, it was like 100 degrees out there. People was like, no, I'm lying, James. Get the fuck off my porch. Like, sticking dogs on us and everything. It was horrible. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I was going to say, I just need a job. I got to get out of my house, shit. So, yeah, I mean, I was going for anything. And I ran into them. That was the worst job ever.
Oh,
nobody bore anything.
You said nobody.
Nobody bore anything. It was like, I don't want, I have an electric bill. No. Get out of here. Get off my porch. Like, it was a mess.
I would love to trade PECO right about now. Shit.
Right, honestly.
And
it's much like cheaper. Like, it's crazy because I was really looking at myself like, what the hell is this? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't believe in my own damn product, but it was really worth it because look at the environment now. Good job. But other than that, like, it sucked. You know, like, that job was the worst.
So what we get, what we getting in tonight? What are we getting into tonight, rather?
I heard that. Honestly, I wanted a Kotel. That's my song.
Problemo. Look, I'm going to tell you the situation with Kotel. Listen.
Uh-oh.
I know, right? Look, Glock, I tried to download it again on here. I was having the same problem with somebody, I think EQ song or whatever. But it's taken a long time for it to actually show up on the player for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, man, okay.
And last week I had problems with everything, and I downloaded a lot of it tonight. So that's why I'm having some issues with it. But,
okay.
I know.
What's the next one? What about Find Your Love?
Oh, yeah, I got all your stuff in here. Yeah, all your stuff.
I'll take Find Your Love. This is me and Craftmore. I was just talking about him. He, this is off the CD, Stuck in Traffic, Cat Confessions. It actually is on iTunes right now. And this is me on the hook.
There it is, Kim King.
Find Your Love.
Wake every day to a bright day. Jump out the bed, she jumps in my head. I can't go a day without her around me. Been around 8 years to the day. When I found the girl of my dreams, seems since then we've been a tight team. In tune, she in the room, I feel good. She old school, country, conscious hood. She let us switch it up, can't get enough. My favorite drug, I'm addicted to the good stuff. Trust, you gotta love her before she leaves. Sometimes I fall back and just let her breathe. If you didn't have to work that job,
what would you do?
If you didn't have to pay them bills,
what would you do?
If you were a billionaire,
what would you do?
Had to do was write poetry, maybe sing her a song like poetry. I'm focused, we never part for long. She on my laptop, iPhone, make me feel I'm home. Thorough drone, bring out my inner genius. Lyrical linguist, got me talking distinguished. I mean, this feeling that's over me is overly where I'm supposed to be. There would be times thought about letting her go, but without her, I wouldn't wanna flow.
If you didn't have to work that job,
what would you do?
If you didn't have to pay them bills, if you were a billionaire,
what would you do?
Find your love,
I'll
also have
to be pleased. At night, I thank God for her on my knees. They used to tease me, would never work out. Jump in the wheel, she cursed and we murk out. Long as I got left, forget what he to see. They just mad she down with them the same week. When I ride, she by my side, nothing to hide. If I lost her, I died the same day. So have you found your love? Are you replaced here from above? We got married, released the dove. Shared my affair, I released my love. If you didn't have to work that job,
what would you do?
If you didn't have to pay them bills,
what would you do?
If you were a billionaire,
what would you do?
Radio, it's that Trick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 2641, what's going on?
What's good? Am I the last air it out on this motherfucker?
Nope.
These bangers in the building. What's good?
What's going on?
Same shit, different toilet, man. April 12th, people. Go grab the album, April 12th. Def Jam Music Group. 6 days after
reading?
My birthday, let's get it, huh?
What you reading?
Nah.
Oh, I thought you was flipping pages.
Magazine and shit.
Oh.
Nah. Okay. I'm on my grind right now. I'm in the studio, going hard as usual.
Okay.
Shout out to B Cancer. I sent you some tracks. Nightcrawl, I sent you some tracks. B West, I sent you some tracks. DFF, The Problem, I got you. God, I got you. Tim, I need that. You know.
Thank you.
You know, who else? Who else? Did I forget anybody? EQ, I'm going to grab a video or two. You know what I mean? It's just a lot going on right now. I just got $20,000 for funding to build a studio from scratch, my own shit. So. That's looking good. So,
and who's giving you that?
My man Jason Dawkins, he in City Hall. You know what I mean? Got
okay.
People. You know, you know what I mean? He little congressman for the neighborhood I'm from. You know what I mean? Well, where I went to school at, not where I'm from, but, like, you know what I mean? He seen me doing a bunch of good stuff, so he reached out to my manager. You know what I mean? And it is what it is right now, so. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
I gotta air some shit out because a lot of people seen the YouTube joint when I was on the Cave joint, and they were saying Purple and Wishmacon was trying to play me, but like they was, but I was worried about that. So, look, I don't care about people. I laugh at haters, like real shit. Like I'm nice, and I know I'm nice. So, when it comes down to the come down, it's gonna be. It's going to be the people who try to joke about your career that's going to be the main one of getting at you, trying to get you on this shit. And, yeah, I mean, it's all good, but shout out to Wiz Game. He's doing his thing. That's my man. We grew up together. Like, yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, I mean, I'm just doing a bunch of shit now, man, waiting for this tour shit to get back to me. If not, I'm going to search for something else. If, yeah, I mean, so I'm just on my grind right now. I got so much shit, yo. It's outrageous. Be on the look. I got this amazing singer. I'm talking about amazing singer. I ain't even going to release her name yet. She's just, whoa. So, I mean, y'all just be on the lookout for some shit coming from E-Burners and her. Be on the lookout for my man Shorty Roll, Lil G's, Will Cavazier, et cetera, et cetera, man. Like, Trilogy on the tracks. I'm getting to post some stuff on your beat page. He got some crazy beats, and he play all this instrument. So I got some shit going, man. Team Heat in the building. Deep furnace.
No. So, like, what's up with the tour? Is that still...
I mean, they just, like, it's, you know, it's funny money when it's, like, some, it's, like, promotion for everybody, but they still paying. So it's, like they got to get all these schematics right for the, with the money so everybody get compensated for taking a nice-sized tour. Like, people that don't go on tour for free unless they sign. So, like, really, so I can't drop everything I'm doing here. Just go out on a wing and a prayer and do 30 cities or something like that and not get compensated for it. So we just looking for the right number. Once they hit my lawyer up and start saying something I want to hear, then, like, I'm fine with it. But I'm grinding, man. Like, they'll say I put on the show, they be all
right. Right. Speaking of lawyer, I'm going to have Simon on Britney Spears' ex's entertainment.
I know, I remember
on.
You. Yeah,
he's going to be on next week, so...
I'm definitely going to, you know, I listen every week. I'm on here every week, man. Shout out to Shank for winning the Young Hot shit. Just banging that shit in the studio. Like, you know what I mean? Keep doing y'all thing, y'all. Man, this shit is a grind, man. We all get together and fucking numbers speak volumes, man. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, the more shit we do with each other, the more shit people hear all of us on. So it's like,
yeah,
so can't forget at me, man. You've been on my top. I got you. I cooked up some hot shit for us. You know what I mean? I got you. Nightcrawl already know he got some cocaine. B West, I sent him some crazy shit too. So DSF, I'm about to make this beat now once we go offline and like send you some shit tonight too, probably 3 or 4 John. And
okay.
Then we can go from there, man. Like I'm just about, and anybody need beats, get at me, man. Eburnas, MEBURNAS @yahoo.com, man. You need some beats, get at me, man. I got y'all. I'm not charging nobody shit right now. I'm just trying to collab with people off the radio show. So get at me. I got y'all. No problem. Just holler at me, man. I'm
really. And he got his own website too.
True. You can go to www.itsmyurl.com/onlyoneeburnas. Thanks to Fire for making that for me. Go on there, you go to all my links, my actual webpage, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. Hot shit, man.
Yeah. And his home website is nice too. That's the one I was talking about.
Two new mixtapes coming out for y'all too, so got y'all. Oh, Fire. Ooh, wait till you hear these motherfucking songs.
Okay.
Shit. I recorded 17 joints for my next album, and 12 of them is party songs or, like, radio songs. So just be on the lookout. I've got some shit for the ladies. Like, that's crazy. So.
For the ladies. So who
we
getting into tonight?
You could play Learn You Through. That's my shit. That's for Valentine's Day, even though it's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, too.
Happy Valentine's Day, too. What's your worst job for, before we get into it real quick?
Any job that I work for the man. Like, I'm just playing.
Right.
I don't know. I ain't had too many jobs. Like, I always did really what I wanted to do, so it wasn't like I was forced to do nothing. So it was hustling, a good job. Good job, then. Now I do what I want to do, so, you know.
All right.
Eat
cool.
Burners.
Eat Burners. Learn You Through, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to learn you through, though. Just listen to me. All right? I got you.
Hey, baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real. Hey, baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush?
Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real. Never mind the chum, I was born this way. I'll never bring you home, that's my word to this day. We can go shopping, I love the way you dress. Them bikinis you dry on got me in a mess. I love your eyes, they show your true feelings. You think they low, I call it sexual healing. So seductive, did I gain your trust yet? Me you stuck with from night till the sunset. I'm here for you to treat you like a queen. Am I everything you see in your dreams? I know I am, here's a forehead kiss. A big hug when I'm gone, I'ma miss. Them sexy lips, the curve in your hips. When I'm on tour, my heart be doing flips. It yearn for you, the burn is true. I earn for you to learn you through. Hey baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real. Hey baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real. Your little sexy walk, I love your style of class. Got a mean shoe game, I call you fashion ass. Got you blushing, I'm not in the rushing. We could play the park and have a lifetime discussion. What's your goals, what's your cons, what's your pros? When you get away, where do your mind go? I wanna know your needs, wanna know your wants. Around your friends, will you change, boo, don't front. I keep it real, I told you how I feel. Time to get on one knee and close that final deal. I see the tears, by this time next year, my last name is yours, you have nothing to fear. Get on the land, anywhere you wanna go. Hawaii sounds nice, I heard it never snow. I yearn for you, the burn is true. I earn for you to learn you through. Hey baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real. Hey baby girl, can we talk a while? Can I make you blush? Can I make you smile? Can I take your hand, show you how I feel? I'm here to be your man, let you know it's real.
Your girl Young Neat repping jurors all day, signing on with that Philly bitch fire. Keep bringing that heat, girl.
Air It Out Radio is at your party. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. That's not my own website. Anyway, there's people on the line that I have not been able to get a hold of, but I got a surprise for y'all. Y'all will next week. Y'all gonna get a free song off of me, you know, and y'all don't have to do nothing but just, you know, tune in if you want to or not. Either way, you're getting a song off me. I wrote all y'all phone numbers down, so just to let y'all know in case we do, I'm not able to get a hold of y'all on the line, I'll definitely hit y'all up. And if y'all want, like I said, I'll definitely play something for y'all next week. But I'm going to hit the lines up while I can. I got 1 minute. I'm going to hit up this last caller right here, and, you know, I'm going to make it short and brief. 8832, what's going on?
What's happening, baby?
What's going on? Who are we talking to?
Oh, this is Jay Rose, baby.
Jay Rose, how you doing?
And I'm doing good. I'm tuning in to the show, man. It's the first time. It ain't going to be the last, though.
Oh, I'm sorry I got to you so late.
And it's cool. I'm surprised I got in at all, really. I was like, you got on. I was like, I don't have to come in this week, man. It's cool, though. I'm going to be back every week. I ain't worried about it.
Oh, that's what's up. But, I mean, but you know what, for real, like I said, next week you got a song on me, so you get to go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was supposed to send you one anyway, but we still in the studio. I'm in the studio right now, and I'm getting some shit together, mixing shit.
Okay, well, but give them your info real quick, because we're going to, like, break out.
Oh, yeah. Hit me on Twitter. I am J Rose, it's all one word. Pretty much anywhere on site you can look me up, it's going to be that same thing. I am J Rose. Just the letter J, R-O-S-A-Y, baby, is what it is.
All right, so like I said, you got a song on me. I'm going to definitely let you go right now, and I'm going to get ready to get up out of here. Definitely appreciate you coming through, all right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Air It Out Radio, such a fire. Definitely appreciate y'all for coming through. Shout out to all my Air It Outers. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for the support. Make sure you hit the website out, all that good stuff. People, I will hit you all back. Y'all got a song on me. I love y'all. Mwah.